ファイボ
ー Brenham Cubs Baseball is on the air. The Cubs game against Dayton is made possible by Woodson Lumber, Coaches Insurance, Double D Glass Services, Branded Graphic, Citizens State Bank, Lynn College, HEB in Brenham, Mattress Guide, Walchick Construction, Apple Ford, Tillman Construction, Wingstop in Brenham, Conjura Tile, Brenham National Bank, TNA Services, Bilski Waterwell, Performance Health and Wellness, Van Dyke Rankin, Whataburger in Brenham, Texas Farm Credit, Seidel Schrader, Woodman Life, Dominant Associates, J&J Packing, Washington Animal Clinic, Leroy Schrader, Contracting, Bluebell Creameries, A Freedom Bail Bonds, Computer Helpers, Memorial Oaks Chapel, The Paint Warehouse, John Breeden with State Farm, Hody Real Estate, Brenham Quality Meat Market, K&H Portable Toilets, Wellman Insurance, BVR Materials, Tegler Toyota, Burton Veterinary Clinic, DDM Pipe and Steel, Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union, Collier Construction, Gathering Grace, Brenham Collision, Guadalajara, and the Bluebell Aquatic Center. We'll be right back with our hosts, Stephen Drain and Tommy Lange, and the pregame right after these words from our sponsors.
It's playoff season, and the Cubs are bringing the heat. And Branded Graphics is proud to support them every step of the way. From custom t-shirts and embroidered hats to banners, signs, and full company merch stores, Branded Graphics helps local teams, businesses, and organizations show up strong. They believe in hard work, community, and bringing your best every single day. On the field and in business. So as you cheer on the Cubs, remember who's got your branding needs covered. Branded Graphics, your local partner for print, promo, and spirit wear. Let's go, Cubs! The Brenham Cub baseball team is headed to the playoffs, and Citizens State Bank is proud to cheer them on. Since 1925, Citizens State Bank has been hitting your standards out of the park with local service, trusted relationships, and a commitment to hometown success. Because your hometown is their hometown, too. Proud supporters of Brenham Cubs baseball and softball. Citizens State Bank. Local people making local decisions since 1925.
At Leroy Schrader Contractor, we can provide everything you will need to make your outdoors the perfect space for barbecues, cool nights, and poolside fun. We carry all natural patio stone, building stone, moss rock, and river rock to update or newly build your patios, walkways, pools, or house. At Leroy Schrader, you can find landscaping, flower bed, and garden materials. We also offer road bases to fix your existing road or build a new one. To schedule your delivery, visit our website at stoneinbrenham.com. Leroy Schrader Contractor proudly supports the Cubs and Cubettes and wish them the best of luck at playoffs. Go Brenham!
Start preparing for warmer weather and keep your livestock cool with a new stock tank from Woodson Lumber. They have any size to fit your needs and budget. Woodson Lumber offers a wide range of treated fence posts, barbed wire, and field fence to suit any property size and keep your livestock secured and protected. With expert staff to guide you and high-quality products that cater to your specific needs, Woodson Lumber is your one-stop shop for everything you need to thrive in your farm or ranch. Come visit us today in Brenham, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Guadalajara Mexican Food in Brenham serves up a full menu featuring all your favorite Mexican appetizers, entrees, and margaritas. Stop by for their fast and delicious lunch buffet, available 7 days a week. Planning a celebration? Reserve the back room for your next party or place a catering order to go. Their friendly staff is ready to make every visit feel like a fiesta. Whenever you're craving authentic Mexican flavors, head to Guadalajara Restaurant, located at 1308 Prairie Lee in Brenham.
Welcome everyone out to College Station Baseball as we're ready for Brenham Cub baseball playoff action. Stephen Drain and Tommy Lange on the call tonight out here. Tommy, we made it over here. No rain so far. Let's hope that continues.
I think we're good for the evening. Looking, there's some sunlight breaking through some clouds in the background. I think we're going to get a ball game in this evening.
It looks like we're going to be good to go, at least for the start. Maybe have some periods of rain as we go through this, but we'll try and get it in tonight. And with that, we'll be back with more of the Brenham Cub pregame show after this word from our sponsors.
Seidel Schrader congratulates the Brenham High School baseball team on an incredible season. As a trusted advisor to the Brazos Valley since 1967, Seidel Schrader provides tax planning and preparation, audit and assurance, valuation and technology services, and they're honored to be recognized again as a regional leader by Accounting Today. Seidel Schrader is committed to serving and elevating their clients, communities, and team. Seidel Schrader recognizes the hard work and dedication of these athletes and wishes the Brenham Cubs best of luck in the playoffs.
And it's a home run!
Make a home run with Coaches Insurance Agency. With over 50 companies to choose from and in the business for over 20 years, they have every plan to fit your needs. From auto, home, life, health, business, trucks, and anything insurance related. Remember, you don't need to be a coach to get in the game. Call them today for their affordable prices at 979-353-2033. Coaches Insurance Agency in Brenham. Get yourself coached up.
Game over.
Kenjura Tile is incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham. They're your floor specialists. Kenjura Tile's been owned and operated by the Kenjura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff at Kenjura Tile congratulate the Cubs baseball team on a great season and wish them luck during the playoff tournaments. Kenjura Tile thanks all the coaches and parents for helping make this experience possible. For all the young people of Brenham High School, go Cubs! All the way to state!
Collier Construction, building for Brenham's future, hopes you'll join them in supporting Brenham Cubs baseball. Collier Construction sees the value in a student's involvement in extracurricular activities, whether in sports, cheerleading, band, or other activities, as it's a tremendous builder of character. Participation teaches responsibility, teamwork, dedication, and to be better through continuous improvement. Join Collier Construction in supporting the Cubs baseball team in their quest for state.
All right, welcome back as we're here in College Station, Texas for Brenham Cub baseball, Brenham Cubs versus the Dayton Broncos. Dayton out on the field right now, Tommy warming up. Cubs already completed their warm-up earlier. Looks like we're going to get in a good game tonight and see how everything works.
Well, I tell you what, it's going to be a really interesting evening. Talking to Coach Wheaton just a little bit. He's really impressed with the catcher for the Dayton Broncos. And you know what? It's always good to see a good catcher in any baseball game. And what I'm looking forward to, both sides this evening, a good, clean baseball game. And at the end of the night, the best team wins.
Right, exactly. So tonight is game one of a best of three series between the two teams. Have another game scheduled for tomorrow. We all know tomorrow is kind of iffy with the weather, so it'll be good to get this game in tonight. And then, of course, Saturday's looking much better weather-wise, just a lot cooler than what it currently is. So kind of set the stage for you, and what we'll do is we'll send it back to the studio for a word from our sponsors.
Burton Veterinary Clinic offers comprehensive care for animals of all sizes, pairing advanced veterinary services with friendly hometown care. From family pets to hardworking livestock, Dr. Brooke Miller, Dr. Brandon Schulte, and their skilled team are dedicated to keeping animals healthy and performing their best. Located at 210 South Railroad Street in Burton, they're here for routine visits and more. To schedule an appointment, call 979-289-1161. Burton Veterinary Clinic proudly supports the Brenham Cubs baseball team and wishes them best of luck in the playoffs.
Gathering Grace at All Things Acres wishes the Cubs good luck in the playoffs and sends a special shout out to number 12 Braden Steele for making his family proud on and off the field. Gathering Grace hosts a family community dinner every Monday in Brenham at Fireman's Park, every first Monday in Burton, and third Tuesday in Belleville. Come sit down, eat together, and connect, not just as a family, but as a community, sharing stories, supporting one another, and truly putting God's love on display. Gathering Grace at All Things Acres. Follow them on Facebook.
It's springtime and new colors are in bloom. Benjamin Moore paint colors. They include colors like dark lilac, leisure green, bumblebee yellow, and more than 3,000 others to choose from. Spring spring is a great season to paint, and it's the perfect time to find your new favorite paint color for your home. The Paint Warehouse in Brenham, 1802 South Market Street. Follow them on Facebook at Paint Warehouse or visit their website, thepaintw.com.
When you're in trouble and need a helping hand, call 8 Freedom Bail Bonds for experience you can trust. When you only have one call, make it count. Call 8 Freedom Bail Bonds. They offer 24/7 service, alcohol monitoring, and electronic GPS monitoring. 8 Freedom Bail Bonds at 109 South St. Charles Street in downtown Brenham services Washington and the surrounding counties. 8 Freedom Bail Bonds. They put your feet back on the street. Call 979-836-4407 or toll free at 1-877-836-4407 for 8 Freedom Bail Bonds. Se habla español. License number 05WC0013.
All right, welcome back here to College Station as we're getting ready for some Brenham Cub playoff action. We'll continue with our pregame now. Tommy, just coming in, looked like we got the Battle of Pinstripe uniforms going to go on with the pants there. Brenham's going to be in white tops, though, and Dayton will be in purple.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You know, tonight the Cubs are the home team. I'm sure whenever we play game two, that will be Dayton's round to be the home team. But the Cubs in the familiar green, white pinstripes. I like these tonight because, you know, we can really read the numbers on the back.
Exactly. Sometimes
those gray uniforms, it gets a little tough sometimes.
Sometimes it gets tough. They make it seems like they make the numbers smaller and smaller, and it just gets a little bit harder and harder to read sometimes.
Not being critical. It's just, you know, the way they're set up on the uniform. But that's okay. It's our Cubs. So.
No, totally okay. So with that, we'll be back with the starting lineup after these words from our sponsors.
In 90 years of watching the Texas horizon, Van Dyke Rankin learned one thing. The time to prepare for a storm is while the sun is still shining. What the big national companies won't tell you is that flood insurance takes 30 days to take effect. If you wait for the clouds to gather, it's already too late. Get sound, local insurance advice from the neighbors who protected Washington County since 1936. Call Van Dyke Rankin today before hurricane season arrives. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance. Real. Local savings.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
If you've ever lost someone close to you, you know how important compassion is in a difficult time.
At the ceremony, their warmth and kindness meant everything to me.
Just that little extra kindness and consideration that makes the moment easier. Our caring staff will help you make your plans with sensitivity, compassion, and respect. Memorial Oaks Chapel.
We interrupt your regular programming for a big-time shout-out. Apple Ford is proud to cheer on the Brenham Cubs baseball team, one of the top high school programs in Texas. And just like the Cubs, they're swinging for the fences with deals that knock it out of the park. Step up to the plate at Apple Ford and let their team help you order the dream vehicle you've been waiting for. Don't strike out. Come see them today or shop 24/7 at appleford.com. Apple Ford, right on Highway 290 West in Brenham, where you'll always find the smart choice.
And welcome back to College Station High School here in College Station, Texas, as we get ready for Brenham Cub playoff action. Starting lineup is brought to you by TNA Services, locally owned and operated pest control company in Brenham, providing you with the best quality service and pest management plan that works for you. Call for a free quote. Tommy, got the starting lineup for us tonight?
Here we go. Okay, we'll start off with the Dayton Broncos. Leading off will be the center fielder, Anthony Zuniga. Is that right? Good with that?
I think we got that one right.
Okay. Batting second will be the third baseman, Hunter Wallace. Batting third will be the pitcher, Sebastian Avila. Batting fourth, will be the catcher, Zach Wood. Batting fifth will be the DH, Luke Ressler. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Kyler Moreau. Batting seventh, right fielder, Cooper Lucas. Batting eighth, be the center fielder, Logan Strickland. And batting ninth, the shortstop, Keith Kelly. Going back up, I didn't write that down. The Luke Ressler's the DH four. I didn't write that
down. And you
down.
Know, I didn't write that down either. I just we're got the get lineup, it, we're but we'll get that for you.
That is important. We'll get it correct. Okay, for your Brenham Cubs this evening, leading off, shortstop, Dalton Hart. Batting second, third baseman, Owen Finke. Batting third, the DH will be Drake Benke. And in right field will be Caleb Maurer. Batting fourth, center fielder, Ethan Aschenbeck. Batting fifth, the pitcher, Luke Hardy. Batting sixth, the catcher, Brody Tucker. Batting seventh, second baseman, Landry Mendoza. Batting eighth, first baseman, Braden Steele. And batting ninth, left fielder, Brooks Rosnowski. And that is your starting lineup for your Brenham Cubs.
So that's the starting lineups for both teams, and we'll be back with more pregame action after a word from our sponsors.
Washington Animal Clinic, quality veterinary medicine and surgery for large and small animals, supports the youth of Washington County. Washington Animal Clinic is especially proud of the Brenham Cubs baseball team, who had a great season and is now in the playoffs on the road to state. Go Cubs all the way to state. To keep your pets and livestock happy and healthy, visit Washington Animal Clinic, 2100 Highway 36 North. Call 836-4531 to make your appointment.
Insurance, it can be confusing. Have you ever tried to figure out what your insurance policy covers? Or if your policy has gaps or limitations in coverage? Dahman and Associates in Brenham can help answer your questions. With more than 250 years of combined insurance experience, the staff at Dahman and Associates can guide you through the coverage you have and suggest what you might need. For experienced answers, contact Dahman and Associates, your local Germania insurance agent, at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham.
Are you searching for a healthier lifestyle? Living with everyday stress? Are you an injured athlete, a weekend warrior, or something in between? At Performance Health and Wellness, Dr. Reagan and her staff are ready to get you feeling your best with chiropractic care for all walks of life, aesthetic services for all skin types, and counseling services for ages 6 to 17. Make an appointment today at Performance Health and Wellness by calling 979-451-9111 or by visiting the new office at 301 East Academy Street in Brenham.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Texas. This message presented by the UIL and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
Welcome back, and we are here live in College Station, Texas, as we await the start of tonight's playoff action between the Brenham Cubs and the Dayton Broncos. Before we get started, Tommy, it looks like we're going to start on time here tonight. Looks like everything's going to be good weather-wise so far, so let's hope it holds out and we get everything in tonight.
I feel very good about getting this game in this evening, but you know what? With Texas weather, we're going to take everything one day at a time. But the one thing, we're in a very, very beautiful facility here. Really enjoy coming to this ballpark every year. It's just a tremendous facility. You're going to enjoy it. We'll tell you all about it during the game, but just a wonderful place and such great people here, such great hospitality.
Right, and the good thing, if it does rain, we are in the press box, so we're nice and dry for you. We don't have to worry about getting wet out there and having to run for cover if something were to happen. So we're up here high and dry, and what we'll do is we'll send it back to the studio for a word from our sponsors.
Do you have a number one on your list when it comes to quality new home construction and remodeling? This year, Telemann Construction is celebrating serving the community for 70 years. With such a strong history of lasting quality, make Telemann Construction your first choice for any of your residential needs. Telemann Construction is proud to sponsor the local area athletes and is cheering for the Cubs in the playoffs.
Hop into a new month of fun and excitement with the Bluebell Aquatic Center. The Splash Pad in Henderson Park makes a return for the season with splashing fun for all ages. Enjoy rides on the Flying Horses Carousel and come cheer on the Brenham Dolphins at their swim meets. Bluebell Aquatic Center is also hiring lifeguards for their pools. If you're 15 years or older, apply to become a lifeguard. Visit thecityofbrenham.org for more info, applications, training times, and fun activities.
Flavor takes center stage at Wingstop, where every wing is cooked to order and tossed in bold, crave-worthy sauces. From classic lemon pepper and hickory smoked barbecue to their famous original hot, there's a flavor for every appetite. Add seasoned fries, crispy tenders, and a refreshing drink to complete the meal. Whether it's lunch with coworkers, dinner with family, or game night with friends, Wingstop delivers big taste every time. Stop in at 2642 TX36 in Brenham or order online at wingstop.com.
So, how's the new job?
Love it. But it's not just a job, it's a career.
Life insurance? Love?
I told you Woodman Life is really active in the community, right? They support all kinds of community improvement projects. How's your job, by the way?
Don't ask.
In Brenham, your Woodman Life agents are Amanda and Russell Coring. Contact them for financial security for your family at 251-6203.
Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life, standing strong for generations.
And welcome back as the umpires and coaches are at home plate getting their conference. And as they do that, we'll give you the game time weather update. And this game weather update is sponsored by Blinn College. With the state's highest academic transfer rate and low tuition and fees, Blinn is a great choice for your future. To learn more, visit blinn.edu. So with that, it's about 68 degrees outside. The wind's about 10 miles an hour out of the north, and we definitely have cloudy skies. Got a percentage chance of rain. Just checking on the radar earlier, Tommy. Looks like everything's going to stay north of here. As long as we don't get any lightning or anything to delay us, we should be good to go on our game tonight.
Talking about the temperature, when Doug and I were here, I think that would have been the very first district series for the Brenham Cubs. We had just gotten one of those spring cold fronts. And Tommy was dressed just like he is right now, and we were outside. But it was great. It was fun. I made it through the evening and got home, and I'm here today, so you couldn't ask for anything better than that.
What's kind of funny, a while ago when we got in the car before we left over there, I'm getting a jacket. I've got jeans on, and Tommy's in shorts and a shirt. And I'm like,
that's me. That's my wardrobe, you know. Shorts and a polo.
Shorts and a polo. So we're fixing to have the starting lineups from the PA announcer. So we'll stay right here. National Anthem's going to follow this.
Number three, Anthony Zwinga. Batting second, number five, Hunter Wallace. Batting third, number 12, Sebastian Avala. Batting fourth, number 13, Zach Wood. Batting fifth, number 7, D.H. Luke Wrestler. Playing shortstop, number 10, Ryan Wood. Batting sixth, number 4, Kyler Moreau. Batting seventh, number 17, Connor Lucas. Batting eighth, number 2, Logan Strickland. Batting ninth, number 8, Craig Kelly. In reserve, number 1, Brennan Gutierrez. Number 6, Aiden Pereira. Number 9, Easton Brock. Number 11, Thalen Price. Number 13, Waylon Stephenson. Number 15, Caden Ripkowski. Number 16, Raiden Stephenson. And number 18, Kyle Johnson. The Broncos are led by head coach Moore and assistant coaches Selly, Shorts, and Shorts. Now for your Brenham Cubs. Batting first, number 2, Dalton Hart. Number 8, Owen Finke. Number 22, Drake Finske. Number 4, Ethan Ashenbeck. DH, number 10, Caleb Maurer. Number 19, Luke Hardy. Batting 6, number 3, Bodie Tucker. Batting 7, number 9, Landry Mendoza. Batting 8, Braden Steele. And batting 9, number 16, Brooks Ravnowski. In reserve, number 5, Dawson King. Number 6, Blue Sienga. Number 7, Hudson Hartstead. Number 11, Cooper Plangies. Number 13, Taylor Breyer. Number 14, Kyle Curtis. Number 15, Braden Gandy. Number 17, Nate Riley. Number 20, Sterling Shepherd. Number 24, Jace Muller. Number 25, Jackson Reyes. Number 26, Cooper Hoddle. Number 27, Evan Curtis. Number 35, Jason Bull Creek. And number 42, Jack Rogas. Ladies and gentlemen, if you'll look over the third base dugout, stand and remove your hats as you are able, and get ready for our national anthem.
Right, and that completes our pregame activities, and we'll be back with first pitch after a word from our sponsors.
Washington County students, while you're working hard on the field, on the court, and in the classroom, Blinn College is here to support your next step. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible students can receive up to $2,250 in tuition support in their first year after high school. No financial need required. Use it for academic courses, workforce training, or online classes. Stay close to home and start strong at Blinn College. Learn more and apply at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Collier Construction, building for Brenham's future, hopes you'll join them in supporting Brenham Cubs baseball. Collier Construction sees the value in a student's involvement in extracurricular activities. whether in sports, cheerleading, band, or other activities, as it's a tremendous builder of character. Participation teaches responsibility, teamwork, dedication, and to be better through continuous improvement. Join Collier Construction in supporting the Cubs baseball team in their quest for state.
K&H Portable Toilets, celebrating over 40 years of bringing clean, convenient, portable self-contained toilets to Washington and the surrounding areas. Festival airs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. K&H Portable Toilets, a family-owned and operated business, prides themselves on their quality service. Call K&H Portable Toilets at 836-0552 or stop by 1201 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or work site. Remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done. Go, Cubs!
All right, we're back here getting ready for first pitch action as Luke Hardy finishes up his warm-up tosses and Brody Tucker sends it down to Dalton Hart over there at second base. So leading it off for the Dayton Broncos is going to be center fielder Anthony Zuniga. So, Tommy, ready to go here, ready for some playoff action?
I tell you what, we're just about to get started, and I tell you what, once that first pitch is thrown, the butterflies are gone and game on.
Yeah, game on. Luke Hardy on the mound. We'll set the infield and outfield for you here shortly. Hardy's got a sign. First pitch is on its way. Going to be swung on and fouled off to the right side over the first base dugout for strike one. So over at third base for the Cubs is Owen Finke. Shortstop is Dalton Hart. Over at second base is Landry Mendoza. And first base, Braden Steele. 0-1 pitch on his way is swung in on and missed. Luke Hardy quickly ahead 0-2 here on Anthony Zuniga. Tommy gave him a little off-speed pitch right there.
Zuniga was swinging on that first pitch. He got fastball, and he went after it. Now he got him on a fastball on the inside corner.
0-2 pitch is in there on an off-speed pitch for strike three. So one out for Dayton on a strikeout of Zuniga by Luke Hardy. Going to bring up to bat third baseman Hunter Wallace. So Wallace will step in here from the right side. One out. So far, so good for the Cubs. Hardy, three pitches, one out. So first pitch is on its way. Going to be swung on, hit over to Dalton Hart at shortstop. He's down on it, over to first base for out number two. So two quick outs for the Broncos. Cubs playing good defense, good pitching so far. Two quick outs here as we move quickly. Tommy, we kind of talked about this. We kind of like these quick moving games.
Oh, I love those quick outs and those quick moving games. So,
So that's going to bring up the opposing pitcher, Sebastian Avila. So first left-handed batter Hardy you'll see tonight. So first pitch is on its way to Avila. It's going to be outside for ball one. So Avila up tight on the plate here.
Not being critical here, but Luke threw a ball.
I know. The 1-0 pitch is down just a little bit for ball two. So Hardy behind a little bit here on Avila. We're just underway here, top half of the first inning. No score, two outs. 2-0 pitch on its way. It's going to be just off the outside corner for ball three. So
With Avila in that three hole, they must have gotten a good scouting report on him. Must be a pretty good hitter.
Yeah, they're kind of staying away from him, not giving him much to hit here. Let's see what he does on the 3-0 pitch here. And that 3-0 pitch is going to be in there for a strike right there on the outside corner. Good fastball by Hardy.
Good thing about that fastball there, it was down at the knees on the outside corner. Good pitch.
So 3-1 is going to be fouled back into the screen. So Hardy works the count back full. Two outs here in the top half of the first inning. We're just underway here in College Station. Cub playoff baseball action. Hardy's 3-2 pitch is on the way. It's going to be taken for strike three. Caught him looking. So three up, three down for the Cubs. That's a three up, three down inning. Three up, three down. What a relief. Come to Brenham National Bank and get financial relief. They make banking fun. Member FDIC. So with that, there were no runs, no hits, nobody left on base. Your score at the end of a half inning is the Broncos 0, Cubs coming to back, and we'll be back after 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Some things you just take personally. Your finances are exactly those types of things. At Brenham National Bank, we do things the right way when it comes to taking care of you. Why? Because we take things personally, too. If you want a banker that cares about knowing your name and your goals, come see us. From your first savings account to growing your business, at Brenham National Bank, you are more than an account number. You are a neighbor, and we take that personal. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you. At Brenham National Bank, that's what.
When contractors, suburban farmers, and do-it-yourselfers need metal products and tools, they all go to the same place, DDM Pipe and Steel. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Pipe and Steel stocks everything you might need for your metal building project. From metal roofs to angle iron to pipe fences, tubing, and welding supplies, you'll find it all in person or online at ddmbuildings.com. DDM's experienced staff are happy to answer any questions you have and make sure you get the right part for your job. DDM Pipe and Steel. Personal attention for your next project.
Are you looking for a new or pre-owned Toyota? Then look no further than Tegeler Toyota in Brenham. For over 30 years, Tegeler Toyota has been helping you go places. Come by and visit our friendly sales staff who can assist in finding which new Toyota car, truck, or SUV is right for you. Tegeler Toyota has also been there even after the sale with our award-winning service department. Tegeler Toyota, conveniently located at 1515 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Visit us online at teglertoyota.com.
All right, welcome back here to College Station as the Dayton Broncos go 3-up, 3-down. Brenham Cubs coming up to bat. Just want to remind everybody, don't miss the final UIL state event of the year, the 2026 State Baseball Championships, taking place June 4th through June 6th at the Dell Diamond in Round Rock. For schedule, spectator, and ticket information, please visit uiltexas.org/baseball. Again, that's uiltexas.org/baseball. So, Tommy, quick inning there for Luke Hardy. Very efficient, two strikeouts and a ground out.
I tell you what, the one thing, and that was a scouting report that you can see. Dayton did a good job on the scouting report on Luke Hardy. The leadoff hitter was up there swinging at that first pitch. He just didn't make good contact.
Just didn't make good contact on it and missed, and then he threw some off-speed to him and got him. So Sebastian Avila on the mound for Dayton, big, tall, right-handed pitcher. Going to be facing Dalton Hart to lead it off for the Cubs. So first pitch on its way to Hart. It's going to be taken for strike one. Fastball right down the middle. So Hart batting from the left-hand side of the plate. Avila's a right-handed pitcher. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. The 0-1 pitch is taken just off the outside part of the plate for ball one. Evens up the count at 1-1. A little bit of a change up there on the outside. Just missed it. So the 1-1 pitch on its way, swung on, it's going to be fouled over toward the Cub dugout for strike two. So Hardy down in the count here, 1-2. Underway, bottom half of the first inning, no score. Cubs in their first at bat. So Avila's 1-2 pitch on its way to Hart, swung on. This is a foul down the right field line. So Hart out in front of that pitch a little bit. Took a little bit off of there. haven't seen a curve yet. Just kind of seen some changeups from
and,
the top.
Yeah, that's what a good call. Very good point. That's what it looked like. Looked like a changeup. So.
Yeah, it looks like another off-speed pitch there. It's going to be fouled down the first baseline. So Dalton out in front a little bit here. Down in the count, 1-2. Battling that 1-2 pitch is on its way. It's going to be swung on and fouled off at the plate. So, good battle here. Hart's fouled off about four or five of them already. So, trying to work the pitcher a little bit, try and get a pitch he can handle here. So, Avila back up on the mound. The 1-2 pitch on its way to Hart. Going to be swung on. This is hit out into left field. Left fielder's going to drift over and make the catch on the line drive. So, out number one. On a fly out to left field is Dalton Hart. That's going to bring up the bat third
coming
baseman Owen Finke.
Number eight, third baseman Owen Finke.
So Finke steps in. Nobody on. One out in the inning. Finke bats from the right-hand side of the plate. First pitch on its way to him is going to be taken up and in for a ball. Quite a bit of difference in speed between the fastball and the changeup there.
A big difference.
So that 1-0 pitch is swung on and missed by Finke. A fastball just on the inside part of the plate for strike one. Evens up the count at 1-1.
We haven't really seen a pitcher this year with good off-speed stuff, but not with a really good changeup.
Right. There's another changeup. This one floats in there for strike two. So Avila quickly ahead on Finke here. 1-2. There's one out in the inning. No score. 1-2 pitch on its way. It's going to be a curveball outside off the plate. So we saw the curveball there, Tommy. So at least three pitches that we know of that Avila has.
No doubt. Big breaking pitch. I think he was trying to get Owen to go for a pitch out of the strike zone. Good discipline on Owen's part.
2-2 pitch is swung on. It's hit up the middle. Shortstop's not going to be able to make the play. It's going to get away from him, and the second baseman will track it down. So Finke on first base with a infield hit on the sliding attempt by the shortstop to knock that down. Goes off his leg out into shallow right field. So base runner on for the Cubs. Going to bring up to bat designated hitter Drake Binky. So Binky a bat here with one out, runner at first base. He'll step in from the left-hand side of the plate. First time we'll see Avila work out of the stretch here. Finke's got his lead over at first. Avila's going to check on him. Going to bring it to Binky at the plate. This is swung on down the first baseline, just foul. Binky just misses extra bases down the first baseline.
I was going to make a comment. It'd be interesting to see how Avila pitches to Drake Binky, but he's going right at him.
He's going right after him. So Finke's got his lead over at first. The 0-1 pitch on its way to Binky's down in the dirt. Gets away from the catcher. Finke's going to take second base on that pass ball by the catcher. Catcher kind of knocked it down. Just couldn't keep it close enough to keep Finke from taking second base. So runner in scoring position now. One out.
Really good opportunity here for the Cubs to put a run on the board.
Early opportunity to get something going here as Avila's going to step off and check on Finke over at second base. So counts even on Drake Binky. One ball, one strike, one out. Owen Finke over at second base. So Avila check him out there. Pitch on its way to Binky. He's going to be outside for a ball. So two balls and one strike count. Tommy trying to work him away a little bit. He brought him inside on the first couple ones, tried to work away there on the fastball. So 2-1 pitch is on its way to Binky. This is going to be a curveball that's going to dip down low for ball three. So Binky ahead, three balls and one strike. Owen Finke over at second base. He reached on a single, took second on a pass ball.
My feeling is Drake's not going to get a really good-looking pitch to hit.
Well, got a fastball on the outside corner that Drake thought was ball four, started taking off, but the umpire thought otherwise, so calls it a strike. So that's going to run the count out to three balls, two strikes now. So Binky will step back in. 3-2 pitch is going to be on its way to Binky. Going to be swung on. This is a base hit up the middle. Owen Finke's going to round third. He's coming home. Center fielder bobbles the ball. No throw. First run of the game goes to the Brenham Cubs. And Owen Finke just made the first run of the game. Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow. Focused on helping you grow. If you're considering purchasing a farm, ranch, rural real estate, or even a new home, consider Texas Farm Credit for your financing needs. So Tommy, Drake Binky comes through on a 3-2 pitch with a single out to center field. Scores Owen Finke. So the Cubs score first tonight on top 1-0. As stepping up to bat now is going to be Ethan Auschenbeck.
What he did is Avila came with a curveball and broke it, you know, right across the middle of the plate, about waist high, and it was right where, and Drake took it right back up the middle.
Took it right back up the middle, and the 1-0 pitch to Auschenbeck is taken for a strike, so evens up the count at 1-1. Binky's over at first. He gets his lead over there. Auschenbeck pitches on its way. This is swung on, hit out in the center field. Ball's going to drop in there for a base hit. Center fielder's going to get there quickly. Holds Binky over to second base as Ethan Auschenbeck reaches first base on a single. So Drake had to kind of hold up there. Wasn't sure if that ball was going to fall in there, but it fell in. So back-to-back hits for the Cubs. Cubs are in business again. Runners at first and second, one out. Going to bring up to bat Luke Hardy.
Tell you what, good job there by Coach putting getting some confidence back in Ethan, putting him back in that four hole, comes through with that single to right center field.
So first pitch on its way to Hardy is going to be taken just outside for a ball. So Cubs in business here in the first inning. One run already in. Runners at first and second. Only one out. Hardy with a chance to help himself out. And a 1-0 pitch taken outside for ball two. So quickly 2-0 on Hardy.
Blue got a tight strike zone.
Yeah, he's a little tight on it. He'll give it a little bit more on this side than the other. So the 2-0 pitch on his way to Hardy. Hardy swinging, hits a 1 mile high up in the air out to right field. Right fielder drifting back. Drifting back is going to make the play. Binky a tag at second. Throw goes to third, is cut off by the shortstop. So fly out to right field for Luke Hardy.
Coming to the plate. Number 3.
For out number Kevin two.
Brody.
With the fly out, Binky's able to advance to third. So they'll put runners on the corners for catcher Brody Tucker.
I tell you what, one individual that has been about as good as he can get in this position with runners in scoring position is Brody Tucker.
Yeah, so Tucker's had a great year so far coming up. He's got another opportunity here, runners at first and third. And that first pitch on its way, Tucker swinging on the first pitch. He's going to hit a fly ball. It's going to be just out of play, right above the Cub dugout over on the first base side. First baseman gave it a look, just hit off the screen. Tommy unable to make a play there.
I like that. New life for Brody. So wasn't a fly out. He's got a chance yet.
No, Brody being aggressive there, swinging at the fastball on the first pitch. So runners at first and third, two outs. Cubs lead it 1-0. We're in the bottom half of the first inning. Avila's going to come set, going to check the runners. That pitch is on its way, swung on and missed by Tucker. So Tucker down quickly, 0-2. So two fastballs to Tucker. Just judging by how Avila's pitched so far, probably going to see something soft here. Seems like he's done that on all the batters. Just got to find that right pitch and kind of battle it off here. So Avila set. That 0-2 pitch is on its way. It's going to be up high, and on the move is going to be Auschenbeck over to second base. No throw down to second as Auschenbeck cruises in at second, puts runners at second and third now, two outs.
I'm trying to get Brody to go for a pitch out of the strike zone. Good job by Brody laying off that pitch.
So 1-2 count on Brody Tucker. Avila's going to come set. He'll check on his runners. They're going to step off. Didn't like what he saw out there. He steps off. Everybody resets. Avila's got a sign. He comes set. The 1-2 pitch is on its way. It's going to be a curveball that drifts off the outside part of the plate. Evens up the count at 2-2. Almost kind of more like a slider.
And it really sailed off its hand also.
So 2-2 count now. Pitch is on its way to Tucker. It's going to be fastball up high for ball three. So Tucker works the count back full, 3-2 count, two outs. Runners at second and third. Waiting on deck is Landry Mendoza. Cubs with a big opportunity here with two runners in scoring position. that 3-2 pitch is on its way. This is going to be a little blooper. It's going to be trouble. And the second baseman makes a catch. So, little flare, and the second baseman makes an outstanding defensive play. But for the Cubs, they're able to score one run on three hits. They leave two runners left on base. And your score at the end of one inning of play, it's the Brenham Cubs 1, the Dayton Broncos 0. And we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon, your wish would never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell, and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
Her original gold-rimmed homemade vanilla. The country's gold standard of ice cream flavors since 1969. Its hand-cranked taste takes you back to simpler times. That's why we put the word home right on the carton.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at all Kroger stores and select Dollar General stores.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock and limestone base. They have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds and dozer work. Call 979-530-5476. BVR Materials wishes the Cubs good luck in the playoffs.
And welcome back to College Station as we've got Cub baseball playoff action. Brenham Cubs with a early 1-0 lead as we're starting play here in the top half of the second inning. Congratulations to the Burton Lady Panthers, who have just defeated Granger 11-0. So the Burton Lady Panthers advance to the next round of the playoffs. Tommy, I did a game with them last Friday. Very good little hitting team that they have there. Nothing to complain about with those ladies out there.
That one young lady's got a pretty good stick, doesn't she?
Yes, she does. So leading it off for Dayton here in the bottom half of the top half of the second inning is Zach Wood, and he's going to take strike one in there from Luke Hardy as we are underway here in the top half of the second inning.
With us playing here in College Station, the College Station folks are so nice that go ahead. I'll let you do that.
Oh, and next pitch is fouled off by Wood back into the screen, so quickly 0-2.
Anyway, College Station is playing Crosby this evening. Early lead there for College Station, 1-0.
So the 0-2 pitch is a curveball that breaks across the inside of the plate. Luke Hardy with a strikeout number 3 on the night. So outs on all his strikeouts have been 3 pitches.
I tell you what, we'll take it.
So that brings up to bat Luke Ressler for Dayton. So one out here in the top half of the second inning. Cubs lead it 1-0. First pitch on its way. Going to be in there for a strike. Looks like Luke Hardy is dealing tonight. Let's hope he keeps it that way, Tommy.
I tell you what Luke is doing, he's doing a great job of moving his pitches in and out.
Next pitch is swung on. This is going to be a comebacker to Hardy on the mound. He'll nab it, toss it over to first base to steal for the out. So quickly in the inning now, 2 outs. Going to bring up to bat Collar Moreau, the first baseman. So, Tommy, quick moving game. Hardy's got his pace going. I think he's got him a little uncomfortable, much like I love Braden Steele, how he pitches and keeps everybody off balance with that timing. Hardy is on the mound, gets his sign, and he's ready to roll tonight.
And as you see there, what he did with that pitch there, came on that just off that outside corner on the left hand and hitting Moreau.
Yeah, just off the outside part of the plate, so the 1-0 pitch is going to be fouled on back into the screen. Evens it up at 1-1. So Hardy working in and out, working really good. lots of control tonight. He's got the off-speed going. See how that keeps going as we move along here. So the 1-1 pitch on its way, this is going to be a little slow tapper off to the first base side. It's going to end up rolling foul. Hardy tried to nab it before it got foul, but was unable to catch it before it went out there. He had ideas of tagging that runner coming right by him down that first baseline.
I like the way you brought up that point about Braden Steele. And, you know, both pitchers, both Cub pitchers, Braden Steele and Luke Hardy, excellent, excellent pitchers. Do a very, very good job. But the difference in the two is Braden just doesn't – he gets a signal and he's throwing.
Yeah, he's up there and throwing. So the 1-2 pitch from Hardy is going to be swung on. This will be tapped back foul. So Moreau stays alive. Barely got a piece of that one to hang in there. So 1-2 count, 2 outs in the inning. Nobody on. Cubs lead it 1-0 here in the top half of the second. That 1-2 pitch is on its way. Going to be just up for a ball. So good pitch there by Hardy. Good fastball. Just missed high a little bit. So 2-2 count, 2 outs. 2-2 pitch on its way. Going to be swung on. This is going to be fouled off to the left side, out of play. So back into the softball game we've got going behind us.
I tell you what, that one got close, I believe.
It got close. In case anybody wants to know, Mumford is leading Bremont 5-3 here in the – looks like they're in the top half of the sixth behind us over there.
But the one thing that is so good about these facilities here, everything is right here all together.
Yes, it is. It's very nice over here. So 2-2 pitch from Hardy is going to be just inside for ball three. So 3-2 count now on Moreau. Cubs lead it. We're in the top half of the second inning. Cubs lead it 1-0. So that 3-2 pitch from Hardy is on his way. It's going to be swung on, hit out to left field. Caleb Maurer's there, squeezes it for the out. So with that, that's a 3-up, 3-down inning. So 3-up, 3-down, way to go. Brenham National Bank is the way to go for the best banking products in town. Member FDIC. So there were no runs, no hits, nobody left on base. Your score at the end of an inning and a half of play, it's Brenham 0. Correction, Brenham 1, Dayton 0. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
For quality water well pump repairs and installation, call Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They have over 30 years of experience and can get your water flowing again. Bilski works on all brands of water well pumps and tanks. Plus, they can improve your water's taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Get the best water out of your well. Call Bilski's Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job is too small. Bilski's Water Well Service also offers trenching services. Call Steve Bilski at Bilski Water Well Service for a free estimate.
Burton Veterinary Clinic offers comprehensive care for animals of all sizes, pairing advanced veterinary services with friendly hometown care. From family pets to hardworking livestock, Dr. Brooke Miller, Dr. Brandon Schulte, and their skilled team are dedicated to keeping animals healthy and performing their best. Located at 210 South Railroad Street in Burton, they're here for routine visits and more. To schedule an appointment, call 979-289-1161. Burton Veterinary Clinic proudly supports the Brenham Cubs baseball team and wishes them best of luck in the playoffs.
Collier Construction, building for Brenham's future, hopes you'll join them in supporting Brenham Cubs baseball. Collier Construction sees the value in a student's involvement in extracurricular activities, whether in sports, cheerleading, band, or other activities, as it's a tremendous builder of character. Participation teaches responsibility, teamwork, dedication, and to be better through continuous improvement. Join Collier Construction in supporting the Cubs baseball team in their quest for state.
All right, we're back here to start the bottom half of the second, and Landry Mendoza steps up and hits a little soft grounder over to the second baseman. Second baseman up with it, flips on over to first. So out number one in the inning for the Cubs. Going to bring up to bat now number 12, Braden Steele, the first baseman. So Mendoza grounds out over to second base to start out the bottom half of the second inning. Steele steps in. First pitch to Steele. Going to be off the outside part of the plate for ball one. So Steele bats from the right side. Avila, right-handed pitcher. That 1-0, no-strike count on its way. Going to be up for ball two. So Steele quickly ahead in the count here. 2 balls, no strikes. 2-0 pitch on its way from Avila. Going to be swung on. This is going to be hit out to right field. Going to be down the line. Right fielder moving over. Going to make the running catch right on the foul line. So Mendoza flies out fairly deep to right field. Right fielder able to move over and catch it right on the foul line for out number 2. Going to bring up to bat for the Cubs left fielder Brooks Rosnowski. So this time Avila working quickly here in the bottom half of the second inning. Rosnowski a step in with 2 outs. First pitch on its way. Going to be down in the dirt for ball 1. And I always say dirt on these turf fields. I'm kind of used to it.
It's okay. I do it all the time. So
1 ball, no strike count on Rosnowski. Avila's pitch on its way. Going to be taken inside corner for strike 1. Count evens up at 1 ball, 1 strike.
Okay. Brooks is another father-son, former Cubs. Father, Brandon Rosnowski.
So the 1-1 pitch is swung on, hit over to shortstop. Shortstop up with it, throws on to first for out number 3. So with that, the Cubs are down in the inning, but unable to score a run. So at your score at the end of 2 complete innings of play, it's the Brenham Cubs 1, the Dayton Broncos 0, and we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
As a young adult preparing for life, you may have questions about how to finance your new goals and dreams. Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union is dedicated to helping you make smart choices about money. Their checking accounts give you easy access to your cash. And if it's time for new wheels, their loan officers can help with that too. You don't have to be an educator to be a member. For more details, visit bvscu.org. BVSCU is federally insured by NCUA and all loans subject to credit approval.
H-E-B in Brenham has the secret to every mom's heart. So this Mother's Day, head to H-E-B to make her day extra special. They have everything from flowers and berries to spa day essentials and the perfect heart to express what she means to you. Grab her favorite chocolates, plants, candles, or a gift card to any of her favorite places. H-E-B in Brenham has everything you could think of to show her that she is truly the best mom ever. H-E-B in Brenham, they're always here for you, just like mom is.
A custom home should reflect everything you want and need, built with unmatched quality and expert craftsmanship. That's why more homeowners choose Walchick Construction, the number 1 custom home builder in Southeast Texas. With over 40 years of experience, Presley Walchick brings dream homes to life with skill and care. View completed projects at WalchickConstruction.com or call 979-732-7018. Trust Walchick Construction with your building projects. Walchick Construction would like to wish the Brenham Cubs best of luck in the playoffs.
All right, welcome back as we start play here in the top half of the third inning. Up to bat for the Dayton Broncos is Connor Lucas. So Lucas takes ball 1 from Luke Hardy to start the top half of the third inning. The 1-0 pitch on its way is going to be swung on. This is a foul ball down the third baseline. Evens up the count in 1 ball, 1 strike. Luke Hardy with an efficient night so far. He's gone 3 up, 3 down the first 2 innings he's pitched. The 1-1 pitch on its way. Going to be nice all-speed curveball there for a strike 2. Tommy started that pitch about on his knee over there.
I tell you what, it was, keeping it down at the knees.
So that 1-2 pitch is going to be swung on and missed, and Brody Tucker picks up the ball and throws it on to first base as a softball comes flying in front of us over here. But strikeout of Connor Lucas by Luke Hardy for out number 1 in the top half of the third inning. Going to bring up to bat for Dayton Logan Strickland. So Strickland's going to step in from the left-hand side of the plate. Faces Luke Hardy with 1 out here in the top half of the third. Cubs lead it 1-0. First pitch from Hardy is going to be inside for a ball. The 1 ball, no strike count. Hardy's back up on the rubber. Got his sign quickly. That 1-0 pitch is on its way. Swung on and fouled back. Evens up the count. 1 ball, 1 strike. So Luke Hardy working quickly here in the top half of the third inning. Throwing to the left-handed back batter Strickland for the Dayton Broncos. That 1-1 pitch on its way just off the outside part of the plate. Tommy, that pitch did not miss by much.
Not much, but again, a good job there. Luke going on that, going for that outside corner.
2-1 pitch is going to be swung on and fouled at the plate. Evens up the count, 2 balls and 2 strikes. So Hardy back up on the rubber, got his sign. That 2-2 pitch on its way, going to be swung on. This is going to be over to Hart at shortstop. Sliding stop up with the throw. Nice play on to first base by Dalton Hart at shortstop. Out number two. Ball hit a little bit in the hole. Hart slides on one knee, makes a stop, gets up, hops up. Strong throw over to first base. Excellent play over at shortstop. So brings up two outs in the inning. Going to bring up to bat Kreth Kelly. Kelly's the shortstop for the Broncos. First pitch on its way from Luke Hardy. He's going to be swung on. It's going to be over to Owen Finke at third. He's up with it. On over to first base for the out. And that is another three up, three down inning. Three up, three down. Let's get some hits. You can get a hit when you get a signature interest from Brenham National Bank. Member FDIC. So no runs, no hits, nobody left on base. Your score at the end of 2.5. It's the Brenham Cubs 1, the Dayton Broncos 0, and we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Brenham Quality Meat Market is celebrating moms with specials on Mama Hawks and anything else Mama wants. Like 10% off prime ribeyes and prime tenderloins. Every mom who stops by will receive a beautiful Gerber Daisy courtesy of Moose Feathers and Brenham Quality Meat Market. Then enter for a chance to win an hour-long Leslie Milliken massage, flowers from Moose Feathers, and a Brenham Quality Meat Market gift certificate. Make this Mother's Day one to remember with flavor, flowers, and fun at Brenham Quality Meat Market. 509 South Market Street. The name says it all.
Is your auto looking dull no matter how much you wax it? And those scratches on the side, are they just too much to bear? Head to Brenham Collision Center, the Spies Hecker Certified Paint and Body Shop in Brenham, for fast quality service and original manufacturer's parts to turn your vehicle to looking like it did when you first drove it off the dealer's lots. Brenham Collision Center at 810 West Main in Brenham, offering lifetime warranties. They're committed to quality. Congratulations to the Brenham Cubs on a winning season, and good luck in the playoffs.
Washington Animal Clinic, quality veterinary medicine and surgery for large and small animals, supports the youth of Washington County. Washington Animal Clinic is especially proud of the Brenham Cubs baseball team, who had a great season and is now in the playoffs on the road to state. Go Cubs, all the way to state. To keep your pets and livestock happy and healthy, visit Washington Animal Clinic, 2100 Highway 36 North. Call 836-4531 to make your appointment.
So we're back here at College Station as Dalton Hart stepped in and leads it off to start the top bottom half of the third inning with a single. So Hart over at first base now for Owen Finke, who steps in. Nobody out. We're underway at the bottom of the third. Ball down low. Catcher knocks it down. Hart does not advance. Stays over there at first base. So Dalton Hart swinging quickly. Hits one over at the hole between second and first base. Second baseman came up with it. Unable to make the play in time. His heart speed just too fast. Beats out the infield single. So the 1-0 pitch on its way to Finke. Another ball down low. So Finke a hit. 2 balls, no strikes. Hasn't showed any indication of squaring around to sacrifice here. So nobody out. Just underway. Bottom half of the third inning. Swinging by Finke. Going to be fouled down the third baseline. Cubs lead it 1-0. Been a fast-paced, moving game here for the most part. Cubs had some opportunities back in the first inning to score a couple more runs, unable to get those in.
But we did take the early lead. That's the main thing.
Took the early lead and got the leadoff man on here in the bottom half of the third. And the 2-1 pitch to Finke's taken on the outside corner for strike two. Evens up the count. 2 balls, 2 strikes.
Okay, we got a new update on the College Station-Crosby game. College Station up over Crosby 3-0.
2-2 pitch on its way. Finke takes that for strike three. So strikeout for Owen Finke.
It looked like a pretty good pitch from the beginning. The umpire with that delayed call.
Yeah, a little bit of a delayed call there. Kind of had to hesitate a little bit on that one, but gave him that call. Fastball down low around the knees. So going to bring up to bat now Drake Binky. He had a single and RBI back in the first inning. Drove in Owen Finke to score the first run of the game for the Cubs. So Binky swinging. He's going to hit a little flare out to left field. It's going to fall just in there, fair territory. So a bloop single right over the third base, in between third base and the left fielder, lands on the line. Umpire says fair ball. So single for Drake Binky. He's going to pull into first base, and that'll move Dalton Hart over to second base on the play. Going to bring up to bat Ethan Auschenbeck. He had a single back in the first inning also.
Okay, going back to that strikeout by Avila, that was his first strikeout of the evening.
Yeah, first strikeout of the evening for Avila. So Cubs with another opportunity here, runner in scoring position, only one out in the inning. Auschenbeck steps in. Avila's first pitch to Auschenbeck is going to be swung on. This will be fouled back into the screen. Looked like he came at him with that curveball right
came
there
with,
on the first pitch.
Came with curveball, broke it on that outside corner, and Ethan just didn't get all of it.
So 0-1 count on Auschenbeck. 0-1 pitch on its way. This is swinging. Auschenbeck's going to hit a high fly ball, foul out of play down the right side. So quickly, no balls and two strikes on Auschenbeck. Runners at first and second. One out in the inning. Cubs lead it 1-0. We're in the bottom half of the third. So far so good on the weather. Everything looks good. Cubs with the early 1-0 lead. Avila's going to step off and check on Hart over there at second.
Weather's like one of those December winter days.
It's kind of looking that way. And, you know, looking at the weather hit on Saturday, it looks like it's going to be pretty cool Saturday also. So Avila's going to check on his runners. The 0-2 pitch on its way to Auschenbeck is going to be swung on and missed for strike three. So Auschenbeck down on strikes. Second strikeout in the inning for Avila. Going to bring up to bat
number 19.
The pitcher, number 19, Luke Hardy.
You know, they're talking low 50s, 50, 52. It's been 90 several days.
It's been 93.
You're going to feel 52.
So Avila checks on his runners. First pitch to Hardy. He's going to be swung on. It's going to be a base hit through the hole between shortstop and third. Hart around third. He's coming home. Throw to the plate is going to be not in time. And on the throw to the plate, moving up to third is Binky. So run number two, driven in by Luke Hardy, scores. Dalton Hart from second base. Binky's going to go from first to third, and Hardy stays at first. So two outs in the inning now. Runners on the corners. Cubs lead it 2-0. Going to bring up to bat catcher Brody Tucker. So nice piece of hitting there by Luke Hardy. Hits a base hit ground ball between the third baseman and the shortstop out in the left field. Left fielder come up with a good strong throw, just a little bit late and offline.
A little late, as you said, a little late and offline.
So first pitch to Tucker is going to be taken in there for strike one. So Tucker takes a fastball right on the inside corner. So Avila quickly back on the rubber. He's checking his runners.
Okay, is that Sinega running for Hardy?
It looks like Blue Sinega in there to run. This is going to be a fly ball hit by Tucker out to right. Fairly deep. Right fielder drifts back, catches it. Two steps off the wall for out number three. It's going to end the inning. But for the Cubs, they'll score one run on two hits. There were two people left on base. Your score at the end of three innings of play. It's the Brenham Cubs 2 and the Dayton Broncos 0. And we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Step up to the plate and keep unwanted pests off your field with TNA Pest Control. Locally owned and operated in Brenham, they deliver reliable pest management solutions tailored to your home's unique needs. Using trusted brand name products, their team swings for quality and consistency every time. Take the first base toward a pest-free home by calling TNA Pest Control for a free quote. Protect your home and enjoy a safe, comfortable living space. Call 979-203-7632 or for Espanol, 979-661-2524.
Looking to buy? Wanting to sell? Hody Real Estate is here to serve the needs of Central Texas and beyond with office locations in downtown Brenham, Round Top, and Belleville. Visit online at HodyRE.com to see their listings or call 979-836-8532 to speak with an agent. They have local experience with a global reach. Get the most exposure with your listing and list with the leaders here at Hody Real Estate. Hody Real Estate wishes the Cubs good luck during the playoffs.
K&H Portable Toilets, celebrating over 40 years of bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to Washington and the surrounding areas. Festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. K&H Portable Toilets, a family-owned and operated business, prides themselves on their quality service. Call K&H Portable Toilets at 836-0552 or stop by 1201 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or work site. Remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done. Go, Cubs!
And welcome back to College Station High School as we've got Brenham Cub playoff baseball action for you as the Brenham Club Cubs lead it here 2-0. We're starting play, top half of the fourth inning. Cubs scored their runs on all singles so far. No extra base hits by either team. Luke Hardy on the mound is pitching rather quickly and has a rather decent game going. Hardy with four strikeouts already on the night as we start play here in the top half of the fourth inning. So leading it off for the Dayton Broncos will be Anthony Zuniga. He was a strikeout victim his first time up. First pitch on its way from Hardy to Zuniga. Swings away and misses for strike one. So Hardy quickly ahead, no balls and one strike. So Zuniga, right-handed batter. Hardy's 0-1 pitch is on its way. Going to be a little check swing. It's going to be a dribbler back to Hardy. He'll pick it up, toss on over to Steele at first base. So out number one, ground out back to Hardy over to Steele. Going to bring up the bat for Dayton, third baseman Hunter Wallace.
Number five, Hunter Wallace.
So Wallace steps in his first time up. He grounded out to Dalton Hart over at shortstop. So a little check swing comebacker on that one. Gets out number one here in the top half of the fourth inning. So Hardy's first pitch to Wallace. A little curveball there. Misses a little low. One ball, no strike count. So Hardy's got his sign. 1-0 pitch. Going to be swung on. This is a fly ball hit. Behind first base. Going to drift out of play. So foul ball for strike one. Evens up the count. One ball, one strike. So Cubs with a 2-0 lead here. We're in top half of the fourth inning. Tommy, nice crowd here from Brenham tonight.
Oh, yeah, very good Brenham crowd.
So 1-1 pitch on its way. This is going to be swung on, fouled off of his knee. He's going to take a knee on that one. As that foul ball went right off the inside part of his leg.
I'm going to tell you right now, if it hit on that kneecap, it's going to hurt. It will hurt.
Yeah, so going to take a little time here to shake this one off as the foul ball went straight down. And Wallace in a little bit of pain down there as he tries to shake it off there.
The only other place it would hurt worse if it was on the elbow and the funny bone.
Yes. Looks like it hit him right when he fouled it off. Looks like it hit right on the inside of his knee there. A Wallace is up. He's got his helmet back on. Coach has hit it down the third base dugout, so we're almost back ready for play. One ball, two strike count on Wallace.
Third basemen are like catchers. They're tough.
Pretty tough. Pretty tough. So we're going to give him a little bit more time here. Blues let him take as much time as he wants back there, and looks like we're ready to go. Wallace back in. Hardy with the one ball, two strike count. Going to be swung on, and umpire's going to say fouled at the plate. I thought maybe he missed it there. So Hardy came at him with a curveball right out of that injury break right there, and I believe that's what he fouled that off on.
I'll tell you what, he just got enough of it just to stay alive.
So 1-2 pitch on its way from Hardy. He's going to be swung on down to Owen Finke at third. Finke's up with it. Strong throw over to first base for out number two. So put out 5-3 on Wallace. Going to bring up to bat the number three hole hitter, the pitcher Sebastian Avila. Avila, his first time up the bat was a strikeout victim of Hardy. So Avila steps in. He'll be a left-handed batter here. Two outs. Nobody on. We're top half of the fourth inning. Cubs lead it 2-0. So Avila up on that plate again. Tommy, you saw that in his first at bat. He's way up on that plate. So first pitch from Hardy is going to be just down for ball one.
He's one of those guys that's going to make him throw a strike.
Yeah, toes are on the chalk up against the plate. So the 1-0 pitch is going to be down in the dirt. Brody Tucker knocks it down. He's going to shake it off a little bit as that one kind of came in there, crossed him up a little bit. So umpire's going to walk out to the mound, give Hardy a little conversation as he lets Tucker shake it off. So Sebastian Avila is a pretty good sized young man there.
I'd like to see all of his body stats.
So the 2-0 pitch on its way from Hardy is going to be just off that outside corner for ball three. So three balls, no strike, kind of similar to the first at bat. Hardy went 3-0 on him first at bat, ended up coming all the way back and striking him out. So 3-0 pitch is on its way, going to be taken inside for ball four. So the first base runner of the night for the Dayton Broncos reaches base on a walk.
First minor blemish for Luke Hardy.
Yeah, first base runner of the night. We've got a pinch runner coming in for
is that number one?
Avila, and as soon as he turns around over here, we'll see what he got. Looks like number nine. So pinch runner for the pitcher Avila. It's going to be number nine, Easton Brock. So coming up to bat for the Broncos is Zach Wood. He's swinging on the first pitch. Hits a ground ball over to Owen Finke at third. Finke up with it on the first. And that's going to be the third out of the inning. So for the Broncos, there were no runs, no hits, one runner left on base. Your score at the end of 3.5 innings of play. It's the Brenham Cubs 2, the Dayton Broncos 0. And we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Double D Glass Services steps up to the plate as Brenham's trusted residential glass service provider. When broken glass throws you a curveball, they're ready to knock it out of the park. From shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, and window screens to replacement windows and stock glass, Double D Glass Services covers every position. Check out their Facebook page to see impressive before and after plays from past projects. For estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services wishes the Cub baseball team good luck in the playoffs.
I only did it once.
I never thought it could happen to me.
I thought I was protected.
But everyone is doing it.
We were just goofing off.
I was just being social.
All of a sudden, everything got crazy.
I know I was protected.
Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham. They can fix your virus.
Are you looking for a new or pre-owned Toyota? Then look no further than Tegeler Toyota in Brenham. For over 30 years, Tegeler Toyota has been helping you go places. Come by and visit our friendly sales staff who can assist in finding which new Toyota car, truck, or SUV is right for you. Tegeler Toyota has also been there even after the sale with our award-winning service department. Tegeler Toyota, conveniently located at 1515 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Visit us online at TeglerToyota.com.
We're back here in College Station, Brenham Cub playoff baseball action. So the Cub recap is brought to you by Whataburger, 2801 Highway 36 South in Brenham. Stop in today, try the new spicy honey butter chicken biscuit, only at Whataburger. Kick breakfast up a notch with Whataburger's all-new spicy honey butter chicken biscuit. So recapping the first 3.5 innings of play, Cubs up 2-0. Cubs had some opportunities, Tommy, maybe to score a few more runs, but able to get one there in the first and one in the third. So hopefully we can capitalize a little more on those opportunities as left two runners on in each of those innings there.
Yeah, I tell you what, you're exactly right. Especially in that first inning, I really felt that we had a good opportunity to put a couple of runs on the board. But, you know, we got one, and we got one in the third, so we're up 2-0. That's the most important point.
Yeah, up 2-0. Luke Hardy pitching good. So stepping in to lead it off here in the bottom half of the fourth is going to be Landry Mendoza. Mendoza takes strike two, fouled off the first pitch, and second pitch in there for strike two. So Mendoza quickly down 0-2. Mendoza's first time up, he grounded out to the second baseman. So that 0-2 pitch is on its way to Mendoza. It's going to be taking fastball up high for ball one. So one ball, two strike count. Underway here, bottom half of the fourth inning. Cubs lead it 2-0.
Big plus so far for the Cubs. Luke throwing strikes, number one. Number two, Cubs playing good defense.
Yep, Cubs playing good defense. And on that 1-2 pitch, a slow curveball outside corner as Mendoza goes down on strikes for out number one in the bottom half of the fourth. Going to bring up the bat first baseman, Braden Steele. So Braden, his first time up, flat out to the left fielder. So he steps in here, and Avila's first pitch to him is going to be taken for strike one on the inside corner. Fastball. Nice hard fastball there, inside corner, takes it for strike one. Avila quickly back on the mound. The 0-1 pitch is on its way. This one goes fastball outside, called strike two. So Avila quickly ahead, 0-2.
That's the other thing which you do not want is you don't want Avila to get in a groove.
Nope, and that 0-2 pitch is swung on by Steele for strike three. So two strikeouts to start out the bottom half of the fourth inning. Going to bring up left fielder Brooks Rosnowski. So Rosnowski steps in with two outs here in the bottom half of the fourth inning. Cubs lead it 2-0. Two quick outs here for the Cubs on two strikeouts by Avila. So Avila's first pitch to Rosnowski in there for a strike. So all of a sudden Avila has found the zone and is pounding it pretty hard there as he's, I don't think he's missed this inning yet on a pitch. So the 0-1 pitch is swung on and missed by Rosnowski, 0-2. So Avila ahead of Rosnowski, 0-2. Rosnowski's going to ask for timeout, try and slow this freight train down that's come out of here.
And it just so happens that's the third batter in the row that Avila's gotten in that groove.
He's gotten in that groove, kind of picked up the pace on the mound a little bit there. You can see he kind of changed. He had a little bit slower pace in the first couple of innings, and now he's picked it up. So that 0-2 pitch is on its way to Rosnowski, and that's going to be swung on and missed for strike three. So three up, three down for the Cubs here on three strikeouts. And as we end the fourth inning of play, it's your Brenham Cubs 2, the Dayton Broncos 0. And we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
It's playoff season, and the Cubs are bringing the heat. And Branded Graphics is proud to support them every step of the way. From custom t-shirts and embroidered hats to banners, signs, and full company merch stores, Branded Graphics helps local teams, businesses, and organizations show up strong. They believe in hard work, community, and bringing your best every single day. On the field and in business. So as you cheer on the Cubs, remember who's got your branding needs covered. Branded Graphics, your local partner for print, promo, and spirit wear. Let's go, Cubs!
When you're in trouble and need a helping hand, call 8 Freedom Bail Bonds for experience you can trust. When you only have one call, make it count. Call 8 Freedom Bail Bonds. They offer 24/7 service, alcohol monitoring, and electronic GPS monitoring. 8 Freedom Bail Bonds at 109 South St. Charles Street in downtown Brenham services Washington and the surrounding counties. 8 Freedom Bail Bonds. They put your feet back on the street. Call 979-836-4407 or toll free at 1-877-836-4407. For A Freedom Bail Bonds, se habla español. License number 05WC0013.
At Leroy Schrader Contractor, we can provide everything you will need to make your outdoors the perfect space for barbecues, cool nights, and poolside fun. We carry all-natural patio stone, building stone, moss rock, and river rock to update or newly build your patios, walkways, pools, or house. At Leroy Schrader, you can find landscaping, flower bed, and gardening materials. We also offer road bases to fix your existing road or build a new one. To schedule your delivery, visit our website at stoneinbrenham.com. Leroy Schrader Contractor proudly supports the Cubs and Cubettes and wish them the best of luck at playoffs. Go Brenham!
All right, welcome back here to College Station High School Brenham Cub playoff baseball action. As we start play, we are at the top half of the fifth inning. Brenham Cubs lead it 2-0. So leading it off for Dayton here in the top half of the fifth is going to be Luke Ressler. He'll step in and swing away at the first pitch and fouls it back into the screen for strike one. So Luke Hardy still on the mound for the Cubs. Pitches here in the top half of the fifth inning with a 2-0 lead. That pitch is on its way. This is going to be flared out to right field. It's going to be down for a hit. So the first hit of the night for the Dayton Broncos goes to Luke Ressler. He's going to reach on a single out to right field. So Hardy takes a no-hitter through four innings. Gives up a single.
Boy, I was just about to bring it up. He's been in cruise control. Just thinking it put the hex on him. Oh, my goodness. But, you know, it's one of those.
It's one of those things I looked at earlier and I saw it, but I'm not going to mention it. But it's in there. So just the second base runner of the night for the Broncos as Hardy comes in. And this is swinging a line drive down the left field line. It's going to drift just foul. So a little bit different philosophy here to start the fifth inning for the Broncos as they're swinging away at the first pitches here.
They're going after thinking he's going to come with a pitch down the heart of the plate, and they're going after it.
So runner at first base, nobody out. 0-1 pitch is on its way from Hardy. That 0-1 pitch is out for a ball. So one ball, one strike count.
I tell you what you don't want to do here is you don't want to give the Broncos any fuel.
No, just want to keep doing what you've been doing, playing good defense. Pitching's been good. Well, this time I'm going to square around on the 1-1. This is right back to the pitcher. Hardy's going to pick it up. He's going to toss on over to first base. So sacrifice bunt for Moreau is going to move Ressler over to second base. Going to bring up to bat the right fielder, Connor Lucas.
Number 17.
I tell you what, give the Dayton Broncos coach credit here. You know, whenever he feels he can try to go out and get a run, he's playing small ball.
He played that small ball. I thought when he first bunted that it was hard enough that Hardy may try a play at second base, but does the right thing, gets the sure out over there at first base.
You made the greatest point you could make. Get that sure out at first base.
So first pitch to Connor Lucas is up high for ball one. So one ball, no strikes, one out. Runner at second base now. Top half of the fifth inning, Cubs with a 2-0 lead. Dayton threatening here in the top half of the fifth. This is going to be check swing, and they're going to say hit batter
Oh, my goodness.
Thought he went around on the swing there before the hit pitch. And Coach Wheaton's going to come out and talk to the home plate umpire on this. Looks like he went around on the swing. I'd at least appeal to the first base umpire down there on the swing.
Coming to the plate.
So it really doesn't matter if it hits you or not, but if you're swinging at it and it hits you, it's still a swing. So umpires are going to get together here and have a little conversation and discuss this here. It's going to all depend on the check swing call to that umpire down at first
base.
Sometimes
this could be a very scary thought.
Yeah, so umpires are together out there just off the pitcher's mound. And everybody's waiting for their decision.
Our late good friend, the sports doc, would beat up on this one right now.
So it is going to be a hit by pitch.
Oh, my goodness.
So I didn't see it that way. I saw that
the
as
only
a...
The thing I'm going to say is we have had more hit batters this year than I have seen in an entire career.
So runners now, first and second base, one out. Going to bring up to bat the left fielder, Logan Strickland. So one out, be interesting to see if he tries to bunt here or if he's going to let Strickland swing away. And Strickland is swinging away at the first pitch. So
if you remember, in Strickland's first time at bat, he went opposite field, and Dalton Hart makes the great backhanded stop and strong throw the first to get the out.
So no ball, one strike count. Hardy's going to check his runners up. 0-1 pitch on its way. It's going to be up high for a ball.
I tell you what, Luke just needs to settle down now. He's been doing an excellent job all evening long. He just needs to settle back, get back in his groove.
Really the first time he's had any traffic out on the bases other than just one runner back in the fourth inning, and now he's got the runners here in the fifth. So pretty much has been cruising, hadn't had to work out of the stretch a little bit until this inning and the last. So.
And now here Luke got his signal ready to throw, and Strickland calls timeout.
So that 1-1 pitch is on its way, going to be called strike two on the outside corner. So Hardy ahead, one ball, two strike. There's one out in the inning, runners over at first and second base. So Hardy's got a sign, he checks his runner at second. That 1-2 pitch on its way, this is swung on, hit out to center field. Shallow. Auschenbeck comes in, makes the catch, runner unable to tag at second base. So out number two on a fly out to center field. Runners stay exactly where they're at first and second base. Two outs now, going to bring up to bat Kreth Kelly.
Coming to the plate.
So
three.
Kelly's first time up, he hit a ground ball over to Owen Finke at third base. I'll take a ground ball over there right now. Finke can get a stip on third, okay, and we're out of the inning.
We'll take it. And get out of this inning.
So Kelly steps in here with two outs, runners at first and second. Hardy looks in. He's got a sign. He's checking his runner at second base, and that first pitch is on its way. This is going to be hit back up the middle. Dalton Hart comes over, scoops it up on the first base for out number three. So Cubs out of trouble here in the top half of the fifth as there's no runs on one hit. There were two runners left on base. Your score at the end of four and a half innings of play. It's the Brenham Cubs 2, the Dayton Broncos 0, and we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Looking to buy? Wanting to sell? Hody Real Estate is here to serve the needs of Central Texas and beyond. With office locations in downtown Brenham, Round Top, and Belleville, visit online at hodyre.com to see their listings or call 979 979- 866-8532 to speak with an agent. They have local experience with a global reach. Get the most exposure with your listing and list with the leaders here at Hody Real Estate. Hody Real Estate wishes the Cubs good luck during the playoffs.
Barnuminiums, workshops, storage buildings, barns, even office buildings. When it comes to metal buildings in Texas, the locals know who they can trust. DDM Buildings. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Custom Metal Buildings has built their reputation for excellent customer service through 30 years of fabricating metal buildings. You can trust the experts at DDM Buildings as they guide you through the entire process from design to completion. Try their interactive design demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their locations in Brenham or Bastrop.
Gather in Grace at All Things Acres wishes the Cubs good luck in the playoffs and sends a special shout out to number 12 Braden Steele for making his family proud on and off the field. Gather in Grace hosts a family community dinner every Monday in Brenham at Fireman's Park, every first Monday in Burton, and third Tuesday in Belleville. Come sit down, eat together, and connect, not just as a family, but as a community, sharing stories, supporting one another, and truly putting God's love on display. Gather in Grace at All Things Acres. Follow them on Facebook.
I wanna rock!
And welcome back as we're here to start play in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Leading it off for the Brenham Cubs is going to be Dalton Hart. Hart steps in there, takes ball one. Next pitch swing is going to hit a hot shot out to the shortstop. Hart's going to beat that out just too fast to make that play. Shortstop fields it deep in the hole back there, unable to complete the play. Dalton Hart leadoff infield single to start it off here in the bottom half of the fifth inning for the Brenham Cubs. So Hart's been on base his last two times up with two singles. Going to bring up Owen Finke now. Finke's 1-for-2 on the night, had a single and a strikeout. Scored the first run in the back in the first inning for the Cubs.
What would you think about sacrifice here?
I would probably do it. And, Tommy, you called that one as Finke squares around, but he's going to pull it back and take that for ball one. So one ball, no strike count on Owen Finke. Dalton Hart over at first base. Nobody out. We're underway bottom half of the fifth. That pitch, 1-0 pitch, is going to be swung on and fouled back by Finke. So this time, not even thinking about bunting, is hacking away right there at that pitch. So evens up the count at one ball, one strike. So Coach Bivey going to give a play to Finke as he checks the wristband over there. Hart's got his lead at first. Finke's going to square around. Long pause by pitcher, and Finke will take that inside for a ball. So two balls and one strike.
Personally, I thought he showed bunt just a little bit too soon. But
I think he showed it too soon, and then Avila with a long pause right there.
Yeah.
So 2-1 count on Owen Finke, 2-1 pitch on its way. Finke takes that fastball down the middle for strike two. Evens up the count, two balls, two strikes.
Came with a breaking pitch again and broke it at the knees on the outside corner.
So 2-2 pitch on its way to Finke is going to be another curveball. This time it's going to break off the plate for ball three. So three ball, two strike count. Nobody out here. Bottom of the fifth inning. Dalton Hart with a leadoff single to start it off here for the Cubs. 3-2 pitch on its way. Finke swings, hits one down the third baseline just outside the base for foul ball. So that would have been a pretty tough play for the third baseman coming over like that if he feels that in fair territory. So Finke's going to step back in the box. We'll reset everybody. Hart back over at first base.
Tell you what, we have an intense crowd this evening.
So 3-2 pitch on its way. Hart on the move.
Oh, great.
Finke's going to hit it right where the second baseman was standing. Hart goes from first to third on the single by Owen Finke. Nice job of hitting there as Hart was on the move at second base. Finke takes it right back where the second baseman left from, out in the right field for a single. So now runners first and third. Nobody out for the Cubs.
going to bring up.
Just an excellent piece of hitting by Owen Finke. Second baseman going to cover second base. And, I mean, all he had to do was just get that. And he got the perfect pitch. It was a pitch shaded toward the out of the part of the plate, taking it to right field all the way.
So Drake Binky steps in. He's going to take the first pitch fastball up and away for ball one. So Binky steps in. He's 2-for-2 on the night, 2 singles. Drove in both runs for the Cubs so far. So 2 singles, 2 RBIs for Drake Binky. And I take that back. Binky with 1 RBI. Luke Hardy had the other RBI in the third inning there. But Drake is 2-for-2. So, and he's got a 2-ball, no strike count too.
I'm going to make a bet and say Binky's not going to get too much to look at.
So that 2-0 pitch is going to be way inside for ball three. So I don't know if he's pitching around him here, Tommy, or if he's just not hitting his spots. But quickly, 3-ball, no strike count on Binky.
I'm going to say he's pitching around. But
here's a snap throw down the third by the catcher. It's going to be not in time. Pitch is called a strike by the umpire. So makes the count 3-1 on Drake Binky.
Coach Wheaton was talking about the arm of the catcher.
He showed it right
there.
So 3-1 pitch on its way to Binky is swung on and missed. So count goes to 3-2. Runners at first and third. Nobody out. Top of the fifth. Bottom of the fifth.
He came with a pitch on the inside corner. Left hand hit it, Binky, and Drake could not catch up to it.
3-2 pitch. This is going to be taken down low for a ball. So this will load the bases for the Cubs with nobody out. Brings up the bat Ethan Auchinbeck. So Auchinbeck's going to step in here with bases loaded and nobody out. Big opportunity for the Cubs to pad to that 2-0 lead they have.
And first walk for Avila this evening.
So Dayton will bring the infield in. First pitch to Auchinbeck is going to be taken up for ball one. So Avila seemed to have lost a little bit of his control this inning. He's had 2 singles and a walk. The 1-0 pitch on its way to Auchinbeck. Swung on, hit back up the middle for a base hit. Scoring is going to be Hart. Finke's going to be held at third. So RBI single for Ethan Auchinbeck. Scores Dalton Hart from third base. Bases remain loaded. Going to bring up the bat Luke Hardy.
Good to see that. Second hit of the evening for Ethan Auchinbeck.
So 3-0 now, Cubs. Nobody out. Bases loaded. Bottom half of the fifth inning. Luke Hardy steps in. First pitch is on its way to Hardy, swinging, fouls it back into the screen. So Hardy not wasting no time. Big cut on the first pitch, fouls it back, just missed that pitch.
For Dalton Hart, just what every leadoff hitter should do, scoring his second run of the evening.
So the 0-1 pitch on its way to Hardy is going to be taken up high for ball one. Evens up the count, 1-1. So Owen Finke over at third, Drake Binky at second, Ethan Auchinbeck over at first, Luke Hardy at the plate. 1-1 pitch on its way. Swung on. This is hit high and deep to left field. Left fielder going back. He's going to look up, and it is gone. Grand slam for Luke Hardy. Grand slam home run for Luke Hardy. He's going to plate all 4 base runners, going to extend that lead for the Cubs out to 7-0. So huge towering fly ball out to left center field for Luke Hardy on the grand slam home run. Still nobody out in the inning.
I tell you, I was just getting ready to say, make a comment, when would we see Coach? We now see the Dayton coach come out.
So Dayton coach is going to come out and have a little conversation with his pitcher on the mound. five batters in the inning for the Cubs, and all five batters have scored. The big hit is the grand slam by Luke Hardy. And looks like we're going to have a pitching change. So with that change, we'll send it back for 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Burton Veterinary Clinic offers comprehensive care for animals of all sizes, pairing advanced veterinary services with friendly hometown care. From family pets to hardworking livestock, Dr. Brooke Miller, Dr. Brandon Schulte, and their skilled team are dedicated to keeping animals healthy and performing their best. Located at 210 South Railroad Street in Burton, they're here for routine visits and more. To schedule an appointment, call 979-289-1161. Burton Veterinary Clinic proudly supports the Brenham Cubs baseball team and wishes them best of luck in the playoffs.
Looking to save some money on your auto insurance? Dominant Associates LLC in Brenham, your local agent for Germania Insurance, can help. Dominant Associates will take advantage of the many discounts available for auto insurance, like discounts for new vehicles, academic achievement, driver training, companion policies, and being claims free. To find out how to save on your auto insurance, contact Dominant Associates, your local trusted Germania agent, at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham. Open Monday through Thursday from 8 to 5 and on Friday from 8 to 1.
All right, welcome back here to College Station as Luke Hardy hits a grand slam. That's going to knock Avila out of the game for the Broncos. And so with that, this pitch and change is brought to you by Wellman Insurance. Make the change to Wellman Insurance. Wellman Insurance is insurance you can trust and rely on for your health, life, car, or home. Personal or business, give them a call at 836-3613 to get a quote on insurance that's been customized to fit you and your life. That's 836-3613. So with the grand slam by Luke Hardy, he's going to bring upon a pitching change here, and on the pitch for the Dayton Broncos is going to be number seven, Luke Ressler. Ressler, a right-handed pitcher. He's going to face Brody Tucker as his first batter here. We are in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Huge fifth inning so far for the Brenham Cubs as they've scored five runs and lead it 7-0. So Tucker steps in with nobody on. First pitch is going to be taken for strike one. So Ressler gets back up on the rubber. He's ready to go. Brody Tucker steps back in.
I tell you what, when Luke goes back out, seven-run lead, now you ought to be really in cruise control.
So a big seven-run lead helped his own cause out there with the grand slam. So the 0-1 pitch is taken by Tucker for ball one. Big slow curveball on that 0-1, and the 1-1 pitch now is going to be down low in the dirt. So two balls, one strike count on Brody Tucker. Tucker bats here, nobody out. Bottom half of the fifth inning. Cubs lead it 7-0. 2-1 pitch on its way to Tucker. It's going to be taken there inside corner for strike two. So 2-2 count now, Brody Tucker. Tommy, you got to feel good. Pretty tight game going in there till that inning. Cubs were able to get some leadoff stuff. So Brody Tucker swinging and hits a drive down the right field line. It's going to be foul and out of play.
Yeah, we were in a situation with a 2-0 lead. The very good part about that was, again, Dalton Hart out of that leadoff position getting that single, and then Owen Finke coming back and getting another single. And then you got your number three hitter and Drake Behnke. He had to pitch around him, and he did, and loaded the bases.
Loaded up the bases. Alshabek gets a single, gets one run, and Hardy comes up and gets the other. So Brody Tucker swinging. He's going to hit a drive out to center field. Center fielder's going to move over to his right. Makes the catch for out number one in the inning. So hard line drive fly out by Brody Tucker. It's going to bring up second baseman Landry Mendoza. So Mendoza 0-2 on the night. Looking for his first hit of the evening. So hard hit ball there by Tucker, but just a couple steps to the right of the right fielder. So he drifts over, makes the catch. First pitch on its way to Mendoza is going to be down low for a ball. So nice crowd out here for both teams tonight. A little bit of longer travel for Dayton. Next pitch on its way is going to be taken for strike one by Mendoza. Evens the count up at 1-1. I know, Tommy, we were talking about this on the way over here about it's nice to play in College Station. A lot shorter drive for us. Kind of surprising to me that it worked out that way, but it works out good for our travels here. So the 1-1 pitch is swung on and missed by Mendoza. Quickly, one ball, two strikes.
It would not have been an easy way, one way or the other, to get to Dayton.
No, a little bit further drive there. So 1-2 pitch is going to be swung on and missed by Mendoza. Catcher's going to have to complete the play at first base, and he does. So strikeout for Mendoza is going to be out number two in the inning for the Cubs. It's going to bring up to bat first baseman Braden Steele.
Coming to the plate, number 12, first baseman Braden Steele.
So Steele will step in here, two outs in the inning. Cubs have scored five here in the bottom half of the fifth. Lead it 7-0. First pitch to Steele is taken up and in for ball one. So Steele 0-for-2, looking for his first hit. Pitch on its way, going to be taken just outside for ball two. So two ball, no strike count on Steele. So Wrestler on the mound for the Broncos delivers. That's going to be taken for strike one. So two balls and one strike now on Braden Steele.
That's the one point about Wrestler. He gets that signal and he's ready to throw also.
He's ready to go, not wasting any time. So that 2-1 pitch on its way. This is going to be swung on by Steele. Hit out in the center field. Center fielder comes in, makes the catch for out number three. But for the Cubs, big inning for the Cubs. Cubs score five runs on three hits. Nobody left on base. So your score at the end of five innings of play, it's the Brenham Cubs 7, the Dayton Broncos 0, and we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
Hop into a new month of fun and excitement with the Bluebell Aquatic Center. The Splash Pad in Henderson Park makes a return for the season with splashing fun for all ages. Enjoy rides on the Flying Horses Carousel and come cheer on the Brenham Dolphins at their swim meets. Bluebell Aquatic Center is also hiring lifeguards for their pools. If you're 15 years or older, apply to become a lifeguard. Visit thecityofbrenham.org for more info, applications, training times, and fun activities.
When you buy insurance, you should have many choices. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. We provide you with companies you're familiar with, and we're very proud to now be offering Germania Insurance Company. Because Wellman Insurance Agency is an independent agency, we offer you several choices of insurance for your business, auto, home, life, and health. Find more choices when you choose Wellman Insurance Agency, your local Germania agents. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
And we're back here in College Station. College Station High School, as the Brenham Cubs lead it 7-0. And we start play here in the top half of the sixth inning. Luke Hardy still on the mound for the Brenham Cubs. He'll be facing the top of the lineup for Dayton. First pitch swinging is Ziegler. He's going to hit a deep drive out to right center field for a leadoff home run by Anthony Zuniga for the Dayton Broncos. So first pitch swinging was Zuniga. And he hits a line drive shot that just kept carrying out there to right center field for a home run. That's going to be the first run of the game for the Dayton Broncos. They cut the Cub lead to 7-1 as we're just underway here in the top half of the 16th. Tommy kind of took us by surprise. I heard the crack of the bat, looked up, and next thing you know, the ball's out.
Number five, Hunter Rollins.
So going to bring up to bat.
I think that was another one of those, Steve, when you look at that flag right now. He got it up in that wind, and it just kept carrying.
Yeah, you kind of look at those trees out there kind of in the right center field. You can see them moving around a little bit out there. So maybe a little bit of wind-aided home run there. So Hunter Wallace steps in now, and he's going to take strike on the outside corner on the curveball. So Hardy not starting off with a fastball this time. He's going to start off with the curveball. Kind of noticed that in the last inning. The Dayton batters were kind of getting on that first pitch fastball. Yes. So Hardy changes it up a little bit. And two straight off-speed curveballs to Wallace has quickly got him ahead 0-2. Wallace down in the count 0-2. Hardy up.
He totally fooled Wallace with that curveball. Yeah.
Hardy back on the rubber right away, and that 0-2 pitch is on its way. He's going to try the fastball, just going to miss up and away for ball one. So one ball, two strike count on Hunter Wallace. So Luke Hardy back up on the mound. Dayton scored one run so far in this inning and swung and missed. It's going to get away from Tucker, though. Tucker's going to have to make a heck of a play to get this in. He's not going to be in time to get the runner at first. So off-speed pitch down in the dirt, gets away from Tucker, comes all the way back to the screen and bounces off. And Hunter Wallace is going to reach at first base. So that's going to bring up Sebastian Avila. So Avila was the starting pitcher, got chased out of the game in the last, in the bottom half of the fifth inning. So runner now at first base, nobody out. One run in for Dayton here in the top half of the sixth. Cubs still lead it 7-1. Pitch on its way to Avila's taken outside corner for strike one. So Hardy quickly ahead, no balls and one strike. So Wallace gets his lead over at first base. Pitch on its way to Avila. This is swung on. This is hit deep out into right center field. Auchinbeck cutting over. Diving attempt's not going to get there. It's going to bounce off the wall. Wallace going to pull in the third base and stop. Avila pulls in the second base with a double. So nice effort out there by Ethan Auchinbeck in center field. Just unable to come up with it. Ball falls in. Bounces off the wall. Right fielder Caleb Maurer backing up the play, picks it up, throws it back in, so holds the runner at third. So nobody out, second and third, Tommy. So going to get a little visit here from Coach. Talk to Luke Hardy.
That's Coach Spivey, not the big boss yet.
So. No, not yet. Got Coach Spivey out there. Going to go try and settle Luke Hardy down. Nobody out here.
You still got a six-run lead, you know. Go out there, throw strikes. Let your defense make play. And as you said, just a great effort by Ethan Auchinbeck out there on that ball hit to right center field.
No.
Ball's hit really well.
Ball was hit well, tailing away from Auchinbeck out there. Looked like he might make the play when he got there. Diving attempt, just missed it. So going to bring up to bat Zach Wood, the catcher. So he's going to bat here with nobody out. Dayton with runners at second and third base. They've scored one run so far in the inning. So pitch on its way from Hardy. He's going to be in there for strike one.
I tell you what, Luke came with curveball again, leading off on Wood, the cleanup hitter.
So 0-1 pitch on its way from Hardy. He's going to be swung on. This is going to be foul down the third baseline as the runner at third dives out of the way of that play. So Luke Hardy quickly hit 0-2. So runners are going to get their lead, second and third. Hardy with the 0-2 pitch. Going to be some off-speed that is fouled off to the right side. So count stays at no balls and two strikes. Runners at second and third, nobody out. So the 0-2 pitch from Hardy on its way, swung on, fouled at the plate. So it looks like Hardy threw that fastball with a little bit extra on that one, wanting to get that punch out. So Wood steps back in, down in the count, no balls, two strikes, nobody out in the inning, runner second and third. Time call now by Wood at the plate. So we're back in there. Hardy's on the rubber. He's ready to go. That 0-2 pitch is on its way. It's going to be just off the outside part of the plate for ball one. So one ball, two strike count.
Came with a really good breaking pitch. Just broke it a little way outside.
Yep, just missed it a little bit there on the outside corner to the right-handed hitting Wood. So 1-2 pitch from Hardy is on its way. This is going to be swung on. This is a drive out to right field this time. Right fielder going back, and this ball is gone. So 3-run home run by Zach Wood. Going to cut the Brenham lead now to 7-4.
Wow.
So much like the Brenham Cubs in the bottom half of the fifth, the Dayton Broncos having themselves an inning here in the top half of the sixth. As a 3-run home run has cut the lead to 7-4.
And here I thought we were in cruise control, Stephen, and oh my goodness, you know, all of a sudden the bats have woke up here for the Dayton Broncos.
Exactly. Brenham was up 7-0 coming into this inning. Now it's 7-4, so Hardy pitch into Luke Ressler is going to be taken up high for a ball. So one ball, no strike count. Nobody out yet here in the top half of the sixth.
And Ressler was the individual that broke the no-hitter for Luke Hardy.
So that 1-0 pitch is swung on and fouled back into the screen. So evens up the count at one ball, one strike.
Cruising along with a no-hitter and giving up three hits in this inning.
So pitch on its way from Hardy, taken outside for a ball. So two ball, one strike count. We're in the top half of the sixth inning. Cubs lead it 7-4, but 4 runs scored here so far in the sixth by Dayton Broncos and nobody out. Ressler swings at that pitch. He's going to send it foul down the third base side. Evens up the count, two balls and two strikes.
And going back to that home run by Wood with that wind coming out of the north, got it up in the air in right field and definitely got some help.
So 2-2 pitch is swung on. This is going to be a fly ball out to center field. Ethan Auschenbeck is going to settle underneath that. So out number one for the Cubs here. Is a fly out to Ethan Auschenbeck out there in kind of right center field. It's going to bring up first baseman Collar Moreau.
Coming from the break, number four, first baseman Kyler Moreau.
So coming into that inning for the first four batters that have scored for Dayton, they were collectively all 0-for with three strikeouts coming into their at-bats in the top half of the sixth. So first pitch on its way to Moreau is going to be taken outside for ball one. So it's kind of funny how everything can change really quickly on you. So that one ball, no strike pitch is on its way, and it's taken for ball two. So a little bit of a struggle this inning for Luke Hardy as he's trying to find the zone back a little bit. So 2-0 pitch from Hardy is on its way. That 2-0 pitch is swung on and fouled down the right side. Two balls and one strike now. Left-handed batting first baseman steps back in there.
Moreau would have sacrificed his last at bat.
So this pitch is swung on, hit over to Dalton Hart at shortstop. He's up with it. Quick throw on to first base for out number two in the inning. So two outs now. Going to bring up to bat for Dayton, Connor Lucas, the right fielder.
Coming to the plate, number 17, right field, Connor Lucas.
So Lucas has struck out and been hit by a pitch. So two outs. We're top half of the sixth. Cubs lead it 7-4. So Hardy's pitch is on its way. Going to be in there for a strike one. So Hardy quickly back up on the rubber. Going to be swung on. This is going to be just foul down the third baseline. So Luke Hardy quickly hit. No ball, two strike count.
Yeah, Luke just needs to get back in that rhythm and throw strikes.
And there it is. So The 0-2 pitch is swung on and missed for strike three. But for the Dayton Broncos, they'll score four runs on three hits. There were no runners left on base. Your score at the end of 5.5 innings of play is the Brenham Cubs 7, the Dayton Broncos 4, and we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Guadalajara Mexican Food in Brenham serves up a full menu featuring all your favorite Mexican appetizers, entrees, and margaritas. Stop by for their fast and delicious lunch buffet, available 7 days a week. Planning a celebration? Reserve the back room for your next party or place a catering order to go. Their friendly staff is ready to make every visit feel like a fiesta. Whenever you're craving authentic Mexican flavors, head to Guadalajara Restaurant, located at 1308 Prairie Lee in Brenham.
Brenham Quality Meat Market is celebrating moms with specials on Mama Hawks and anything else Mama wants. Like 10% off prime ribeyes and prime tenderloins. Every mom who stops by will receive a beautiful Gerber Daisy courtesy of Moose Feathers and Brenham Quality Meat Market. Then enter for a chance to win an hour-long Leslie Milliken massage, flowers from Moose Feathers, and a Brenham Quality Meat Market gift certificate. Make this Mother's Day one to remember with flavor, flowers, and fun at Brenham Quality Meat Market. 509 South Market Street, the name says it all. The Brenham Cup baseball team is headed to the playoffs, and Citizen State Bank is proud to cheer them on. Since 1925, Citizen State Bank has been hitting your standards out of the park with local service, trusted relationships, and a commitment to hometown success. Because your hometown is their hometown, too. Proud supporters of Brenham Cubs baseball and softball. Citizen State Bank. Local people making local decisions since 1925.
All right, welcome back to College Station High School Brenham Cub playoff baseball action. We're in the bottom half of the sixth inning, and leading it off for the Cubs is going to be left fielder Brooks Rosnowski. And Rosnowski's swing is going to hit that out in the left field for a leadoff single for the Cubs here to start the bottom half of the sixth. Big hit there by Rosnowski, trying to get the Cubs back on the hitting spree to make up for some of those runs that were given up in the top half of the inning. Cubs still lead it, though, 7-4. So big bottom half of the fifth for the Cubs, big top half of the sixth for Dayton. It's kind of tightened the game up a little bit, but Rosnowski leads it off with a single to start here in the bottom half of the sixth. Going to take us to the top part of the lineup, Dalton Hart. And looks like we got a pinch runner over there for Rosnowski at first base. And hang on just a second, we'll get that number for you over there. So Hart steps in. Oh, snap throw over to first is fairly close over there. So Wrestler comes set on the mound. First pitch to Hart. Hart swings and fouls it high off to the left field side. Out of play. So no ball, one strike count on Dalton Hart. Rosnowski led off with a single. The 0-1 pitch on its way to Hart is a curveball that's taken on the outside part of the plate for strike two. Count goes quickly 0-2. So no ball, two strike count on Dalton Hart. Swung on. This is going to be fouled out of play. So Hart steps back in from the left side of the plate. Wrestler comes set. Pitch is on its way. This is going to be an off-speed pitch that's left up high. So Wrestler swapping out balls. Probably a little bit of moisture out there. Had some rain over here earlier in College Station today. Pretty humid night here. So we're all set, back ready to go. 1-2 pitch on its way. Hart's going to hit this right back up the middle. Second baseman's going to field, flip to second for one. Back to first. It's going to be a missed throw. And
oh, no.
Hart is going to go down and is injured on the play. As he came, was safe at first. overthrow at first base, and ball gets away. Hart was hit it on his way to second. And
this is not good.
This looks like a knee injury is what the trainers are looking at here on Dalton Hart as he is down on his back over at first base. So just one of those freak plays over there at first base. Dalton trying to go to second on the overthrow. Seen a lot of these turf injuries come up and bite you.
I'm sure we're going to have a pinch runner.
And I think the umpire called Dalton Hart out over there because he had turned to go to second base and they tagged him on that throw. Hart appears to be in quite a bit of pain over there as the trainer still works on him at first base. So as we have this injury on the field, we'll send it back to the studio for 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Looking to upgrade your outdoor living space? Woodson Lumber has got you covered. Their stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington have a wide selection of treated lumber, and they can special order composite decking to suit any style and budget. Treated lumber is perfect for those looking for a classic and durable option, while composite decking offers a sleek and modern look with low maintenance. With expert advice and a wide variety of options, Woodson Lumber has everything you need to create the outdoor oasis of your dreams. Visit today and start planning your deck renovation.
You didn't like nerds in high school.
Nerds!
You didn't want to know a nerd throughout your college years.
Nerds!
Now you're working, socializing, and being entertained online. Uh-oh, now you need a nerd.
Nerds?
What is a nerd?
The nerds at Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham can fix your virus.
Are all nerds as good as you?
Welcome back to College Station. As we come out of the injury timeout there, Dalton Hart was able to get up and walk off on his own over to the dugout. So going to bring up to bat now Owen Finke, and he's going to square around and attempt a bunt on the first pitch. He's going to miss that for strike one. So no ball, one strike count on Finke. There are two outs now in the inning as Hart, when he tried to round first base, was tagged out over there by the first baseman once he got the ball for out number two. So the 0-1 pitch to Owen Finke is taken down for a ball. Evens up the count, one ball, one strike. Next pitch swung on. He swung on for strike two. One ball, two strike count now. Two outs. Nobody on. Cubs lead it 7-4. We're in the bottom half of the sixth inning. So the 1-2 pitch on its way. Going to be taken down low for a ball. Evens up the count, two balls, one strike. So Finke steps in. He is 2-for-3 on the night, two singles. He's got a 2-2 count here, two outs. Wrestler comes set, the 2-2 pitch on its way. It's going to be swung on line, drive, shortstop, unable to come up with that one. So Finke's going to reach first base. Going to have probably call that one an E6 over there.
Coming to the plate.
As the shortstop number was kind of waiting on it, just took one of those hops he wasn't ready for and just kind of whiffed at it. So brings up the bat designated hitter Drake Binky. Binky steps in. He is 2-for-2 with two singles and a walk. Going to take the first pitch for ball one. So Wrestler's going to check on Finke over at first. The 1-0 pitch is on its way. Going to miss outside for ball two. So two balls and no strikes. Two outs in the inning. Pickoff attempt over at first base. Not close on the play. As Finke slides back in. Drake Binky, tall left-handed batter. Pitch on its way. Going to be outside for a ball.
Again, not giving Benke anything really good to hit.
Nope, three balls, no strike count. And that's going to be up high for ball four. Benke a little frustrated with the pitches. You can tell they were pitching around. That wasn't even close to the plate. So Benke will go down to first base. Finke moves on over to second base. Two outs in the inning. Brings up to bat center fielder Ethan Auschenbeck. Auschenbeck sticks in. He's 2-for-3 on the night with two singles.
And an RBI.
And an RBI, part of that big bottom half of the fifth inning. So first pitch coming, Auschenbeck swung on. He's going to hit this deep out to right field. Right fielder's going back. He's going to drift over. He's going to settle under and make the catch for out number three in the inning. So for the Cubs, there were no runs on no hits. There were two runners left on base. Your score at the end of six complete innings of play. It's the Brenham Cubs 7, the Dayton Broncos 4, and we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
I'm Anthony Jasinski, and I have an urgent message.
I'm excited to introduce to you Brenham's own mattress guy, handcrafted all new line of mattresses called Rolobed. I designed this product with comfort, quality, and cooling in mind. Rolobed wraps you in plush support for the ultimate sleep experience. Whether you prefer firm or soft, Rolobed offers you both for the price of one.
Yeehaw!
And don't forget, this is exclusively offered at Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham, or call 836-1010 today.
Kinjura Tile is incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham. They're your four specialists. Kinjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Kinjura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff at Kinjura Tile congratulate the Cubs baseball team on a great season and wish them luck during the playoff tournaments. Kinjura Tile thanks all the coaches and parents for helping make this experience possible. For all the young people of Brenham High School, go Cubs! All the way to state.
H-E-B in Brenham has the secret to every mom's heart. So this Mother's Day, head to H-E-B to make her day extra special. They have everything from flowers and berries to spa day essentials. And the perfect card to express what she means to you. Grab her favorite chocolates, plants, candles, or a gift card to any of her favorite places. H-E-B in Brenham has everything you could think of to show her that she is truly the best mom ever. H-E-B in Brenham, they're always here for you, just like mom is.
And welcome back to College Station Brenham Cub baseball action. Just a reminder, don't miss the final UIL state event of the year, the 2026 State Baseball Championships, taking place June 4th through June 6th at the Dell Diamond in Round Rock. For schedule, spectator, and ticket information, please visit UILTexas.org/baseball. Again, that's UILTexas.org/baseball. So leading it off for the Dayton Broncos here in the top half of the seventh inning.
We have a pinch hitter.
It's going to be a pinch hitter. It's going
Caden
to be
Ripkowski.
Number 15, Caden Ripkowski, is going to step in and pinch hit for left fielder Logan Strickland. So Luke Hardy still on the mound for the Cubs, trying to close it out here in the seventh inning. Cubs lead it 7-4. Two ball, one strike count on Caden Ripkowski, pinch hitting here in the top half of the seventh. He's going to swing. This is going to be out to Mendoza at second. He comes in, fields it, flips over to steal out number one here in the top half of the seventh inning. So nice play by Landry Mendoza over at second, coming in on that ball. Going to bring up number eight, shortstop Kreth Kelly. So Kelly steps in. He's 0 for 2 tonight. He's grounded out to third, grounded out to shortstop. So first pitch coming from Hardy is going to be in there for a strike one. So Hardy quickly a hit. No ball, one strike count, one out. Cubs lead it 7-4. We're in the top half of the seventh inning. This is swung on, hit out to right field. Right fielder Maurer drifting back. Going to settle underneath there. Make the catch, out number two. So Cubs one out away from capturing a victory here. First playoff game of the 2026 season. So that's going to take us back to the top of the order, though, to Anthony Zuniga. Zuniga last inning had a home run. So nobody on, two outs. Cubs one out away from securing victory in the first victory of the two out of three series. Pitch on its way. This is hit out to center field. Oshenbeck drifting back on it. Going to settle in. He's going to make the catch, and that's the ball game. So fly out to center field is going to end the ball game for the Brenham Cubs. Going to be a score of 7-4 for the Cubs. Luke Hardy goes all the way on the mound, and we'll be back with postgame after these words from our sponsors.
The Whataburger Bacon Steakhouse Double is back. With creamy steak sauce, crispy fried onions, aged cheddar, and crunchy bacon, this is a special occasion burger. But what is a special occasion? A day at the park? That's special. Your Friday meeting getting canceled? Special. Uninterrupted alone time spent with your innermost thoughts swirling through your consciousness? Sure, why not? Any occasion can be a special occasion with the Bacon Steakhouse Double. Available only at Whataburger for a limited time. Download the app.
Is your auto looking dull no matter how much you wax it? And those scratches on the side, are they just too much to bear? Head to Brenham Collision Center, the Spies Hecker Certified Paint and Body Shop in Brenham, for fast quality service and original manufacturer's parts to turn your vehicle to looking like it did when you first drove it off the dealer's lot. Brenham Collision Center at 810 West Main in Brenham, offering lifetime warranties. They're committed to quality. Congratulations to the Brenham Cubs on a winning season, and good luck in the playoffs.
It's springtime and new colors are in bloom. Benjamin Moore paint colors. They include colors like dark lilac, leisure green, bumblebee yellow, and more than 3,000 others to choose from. Spring is a great season to paint, and it's the perfect time to find your new favorite paint color for your home. The Paint Warehouse in Brenham, 1802 South Market Street. Follow them on Facebook at Paint Warehouse or visit their website, thepaintw.com.
So now that the baby is coming, I guess we'll need to get life insurance?
Woodman Life.
What?
Good company. And they give back. That's what cinched it for your dad and me. Look, you need life insurance. You might as well get it from a company that does charitable works in the communities it serves.
In Brenham, your Woodman Life agents are Amanda and Russell Coring. Contact them for financial security for your family at 251-6203.
Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life. Standing strong for generations.
Any way you want it, that's the way you need it. Any way you want it.
And we're back here at College Station as the Brenham Cubs have taken game one of the best of three series from the Dayton Broncos 7-4. Tommy, very well played game on both sides. Had a tight game going into the fifth inning. Cubs scored five runs in the bottom half of the fifth inning, but Dayton comes back with four in the top of the sixth to make it interesting. Luke Hardy goes the entire game for the complete game win. Cubs win it 7-4.
Yeah, the good thing is after that that big inning there for the Dayton Broncos, Luke went back. He got back into his rhythm, started throwing strikes again and moving the pitches. Moving inside, outside with his pitches, and settled in and comes back, finishes off that next inning, making the hitters put the ball in play and letting his defense do their job.
Exactly. Comes back in there, comes back after giving up those runs, comes back out, goes, gets three up, three down in the game. So with that, we'll send it back to the studio for a few words from our sponsors, and we'll be back with a couple interviews as we return.
In 90 years of watching the Texas horizon, Van Dyke Rankin learned one thing. The time to prepare for a storm is while the sun is still shining. What the big national companies won't tell you is that flood insurance takes 30 days to take effect. If you wait for the clouds to gather, it's already too late. Get sound, local insurance advice from the neighbors who protected Washington County since 1936. Call Van Dyke Rankin today before hurricane season arrives. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance. Real. Local savings.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock and limestone base. They have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds and dozer work. Call 979-530-5476. BVR Materials wishes the Cubs good luck in the playoffs.
Are you searching for a healthier lifestyle? Living with everyday stress? Are you an injured athlete, a weekend warrior, or something in between? At Performance Health and Wellness, Dr. Reagan and her staff are ready to get you feeling your best with chiropractic care for all walks of life, aesthetic services for all skin types, and counseling services for ages 6 to 17. Make an appointment today at Performance Health and Wellness by calling 979-451-9111 or by visiting the new office at 301 East Academy Street in Brenham.
A custom home should reflect everything you want and need, built with unmatched quality and expert craftsmanship. That's why more homeowners choose Walchick Construction, the number one custom home builder in Southeast Texas. With over 40 years of experience, Presley Walchick brings dream homes to life with skill and care. View completed projects at WalchickConstruction.com or call 979-732-7018. Trust Walchick Construction with your building projects. Walchick Construction would like to wish the Brenham Cubs best of luck in the playoffs.
And welcome back. We're here at College Station High School as the Brenham Cubs have won game one in the best of three series, 7-4. We're joined by Luke Hardy. Luke, we're going to talk pitching first, then we're going to talk a big hit you had later on in the game. So pitching-wise, thought you started out really, really good. Probably didn't know it. Had a no-hitter going through four innings there. I don't know if that gets in your mind or not. We did not jinx you, by the way. We did not mention that anywhere. So walk us through how pitching went for you tonight.
I mean, defense was playing great tonight. I mean, they were making every play. I mean, I don't even know if there's an error. I don't think there was an error tonight. I mean, it feels really good. You just feel really confident. You throw it in the zone, and your defense is going to make the play.
I thought early on you were doing a really good job working in and out. We got a pretty good bird's eye view up here, and then you were mixing in some off-speed stuff with it. Had them really off balance, and then come out after you probably get relaxed a little bit. You scored all those runs in that one inning, come out a little relaxed. Guy hits a home run off you, uses the wind. To be honest, it's wind aided.
Yes, sir.
So, but walk us through your big at bat, come up with bases loaded in the bottom half of the fifth. What were you thinking right there?
I just wanted to hit something hard. You know, the pitcher's been pitching great all night. But my guy's been doing a great job getting on base, and figured I wanted to try to break it open right there. So.
I can tell you, we don't know how far it went because I lost it at the light pole out there somewhere out there, and I think the left fielder kind of lost it out there too. So I don't know how far it went, but I just know it was up there. It was towering.
Sir.
So,
Yes,
huge hit. Great job pitching. We appreciate you stopping by and talking to us. We always appreciate that. Got Owen Finke sitting over here waiting next. We'll get Owen in here. And so, Owen, Luke kind of walked us into your segue here. Great defense tonight by y'all. I've seen y'all a couple times, you know, throughout the year and stuff. I thought tonight y'all played an excellent all-around game. Defense, offense, everything was going good. Kind of walk us through how you felt out there when you were out there.
Yeah, I was just confident. I know we got our ace on there on the mound. I know he's going to throw strikes. I know he's going to do his job. And, I mean, I'm just here for my teammate, and I'm just trying to pick him up every chance I get.
Yeah, I thought you did a good job. Did a good job at the plate also tonight. Like I said, hopefully – nothing's wrong with Dalton over there. Hopefully, you know, everything made it all right. But as a whole, as a team, y'all did a great job playing defense. And as always, we like those games up here, watching everything go smoothly and play good. So great job out there tonight. Appreciate you stopping by.
Thank you, sir.
We're going to send it back to the studio for a word from our sponsors, and we'll be back with Coach Wheaton here as we return.
Burton Veterinary Clinic offers comprehensive care for animals of all sizes, pairing advanced veterinary services with friendly hometown care. From family pets to hardworking livestock, Dr. Brooke Miller, Dr. Brandon Schulte, and their skilled team are dedicated to keeping animals healthy and performing their best. Located at 210 South Railroad Street in Burton, they're here for routine visits and more. To schedule an appointment, call 979-289-1161. Burton Veterinary Clinic proudly supports the Brenham Cubs baseball team and wishes them best of luck in the playoffs.
And it's a home run.
Make a home run with Coaches Insurance Agency. With over 50 companies to choose from and in the business for over 20 years, they have every plan to fit your needs. From auto, home, life, health, business, trucks, and anything insurance related. Remember, you don't need to be a coach to get in the game. Call them today for their affordable prices at 979-353-2033. Coaches Insurance Agency in Brenham. Get yourself coached up. Game over.
Double D Glass Services steps up to the plate as Brenham's trusted residential glass service provider. When broken glass throws you a curveball, they're ready to knock it out of the park. From shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, and window screens to replacement windows and stock glass, Double D Glass Services covers every position. Check out their Facebook page to see impressive before and after plays from past projects. For estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services wishes the Cub baseball team good luck in the playoffs.
When personal loss visits a family, we often hear that only time will heal the wounds. Time will, and so will care and concern.
It was good just to feel the care and concern of others.
That really helped us. Nothing can take away the difficult emotions, but our staff will show they care with sensitivity, compassion, and respect. Memorial Oaks Chapel.
And welcome back. College Station High School Game 1 taken by the Brenham Cubs 7-4 over the Dayton Broncos. We're joined by Coach Chase Wheaton. Coach, great always to get that first victory in a 2-out-of-3 series. Kind of walk us through how you felt it went tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's playoff baseball. It showed up tonight. Thought Hardy was really good for an inning, left some balls up, and, you know, it's a hitter-friendly park, especially to right field tonight. And so they made it close, got some big swings off, but credit to our hitters all night. Had a lot of hard hit balls right at them, did a pretty good job at the plate. It's going to take that same effort moving forward. Thought we were really clean on defense, and, again, definitely going to take that same effort tomorrow.
Yeah, defensively, I thought this is probably one of the better games I've seen you play. A very clean defense, no mistakes made out there, good plays made all over the field. Auchinbeck almost comes up with a stellar play out there in center field, just missed it by a little bit. Huge, huge, big hit by Luke Hardy in that fifth inning to kind of blow that open. Kind of walk us through how that all went in that fifth inning for y'all over there.
You know, I felt like we were close all night, and, you know, we got some guys on, got some pressure on them, and, you know, his velo kind of drops down. He's not as comfortable out of the stretch, and, you know, Luke made him pay right there. But, you know, credit to all of our hitters, 1 through 9, even at the bottom, you know, scratching down there, finding ways on base towards the latter part of the game. But I thought our hitters did a really good job sticking to a plan, sticking to an approach, and making it really tough on that guy.
Yeah, y'all made it really tough on him. Put a lot of pressure on him in the first inning and the third inning. You know, had a lot of base runners in there. Maybe miss a couple opportunities here and there, but you scratch out one run in each of those innings. You're 2-0, feeling good, and then you score the runs. And then, of course, Luke Hardy on the mound for the night. Pitched a really good game. Had we didn't jinx his no-hitter, by the way. He had one going through four, and then he gives up the one hit there. But excellent job. We could see it back here. He's working in and out, working off speed in there. He did a really good job. Kind of tell us what your feelings were on your pitching tonight and how that went for y'all.
He was your typical Luke Hardy, threw multiple pitches for a strike, got some really ugly swings on the slider, commanded the fastball well, and did a good job holding runners. You know, it's easy when you get out to a lead like that, it kind of shuts the run game down, but, you know, the, had a strikeout in the pass ball. It was such a nasty slider that we couldn't keep it in front. That was part of that 4-run inning right there, but, overall, man, just an outstanding job by Luke.
Yeah, I thought a complete game from your team tonight, hitting, fielding, pitching, all-around good game. So, Coach, man, best of luck tomorrow. Hopefully we'll get it in tomorrow. We'll see.
Yeah,
but we'll be here with you, so hopefully everything will go well. And good luck. Great game tonight. We appreciate you coming by.
Thank you, guys.
All right, thanks, Coach. So we'll be back with the John Breeden star of the game after a word from our sponsor.
We interrupt your regular programming for a big-time shout-out. Apple Ford is proud to cheer on the Brenham Cubs baseball team, one of the top high school programs in Texas. And just like the Cubs, they're swinging for the fences with deals that knock it out of the park. Step up to the plate at Apple Ford and let their team help you order the dream vehicle you've been waiting for. Don't strike out. Come see them today or shop 24/7 at appleford.com. Apple Ford, right on Highway 290 West in Brenham, where you'll always find the smart choice.
Hi, I'm Abby Frank. If you're looking for a local lender that's Texas grown and customer owned, look no further. The Texas Farm Credit Brenham office, located on Highway 290 East in Brenham, specializes in flexible financing for agriculture, agribusiness, real estate, and more. We also offer insurance for crops, pasture, and livestock. Serving Washington, Austin, Lee, Lavaca, and Waller counties, we're here to support your farm operations and rural home purchases. Let our Brenham lending experts find the perfect services for your needs. Visit us today.
Do you have a number one on your list when it comes to quality new home construction and remodeling? This year, Telemann Construction is celebrating serving the community for 70 years. With such a strong history of lasting quality, make Telemann Construction your first choice for any of your residential needs. Telemann Construction is proud to sponsor the local area athletes and is cheering for the Cubs in the playoffs.
For quality water well pump repairs and installation, call Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They have over 30 years of experience and can get your water flowing again. Bilski works on all brands of water well pumps and tanks. Plus, they can improve your water's taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Get the best water out of your well. Call Bilski's Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job is too small. Bilski's Water Well Service also offers trenching services. Call Steve Bilski at Bilski Water Well Service for a free estimate.
And welcome back to College Station High School as we're going to go into the John Breeden Star of the Game. The Star of the Game is sponsored by John Breeden State Farm Insurance. See State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. It's insurance you can trust. So, Tommy, probably a unanimous choice by both of us there on the star of the game tonight, and that's going to be Luke Hardy.
This is another one of those situations that it wasn't real difficult to figure this one out, but, you know, just an outstanding job by Luke Hardy this evening. What an evening. I'm telling you, you're going to go home, he's going to sleep just fine. I think I'm right on this. 2 for 3, but the big deal is 5 RBIs and a grand slam home run.
Yeah, five RBIs, a grand slam home run, and I don't know how many strikeouts he had tonight. I didn't tally him up, but quite a few strikeouts.
No, what Luke did this evening, you know, he cruised along there, and then they got that first hit on, but he settled back in, and then they had that one rough inning there, but just battled right back, got back in his groove, started moving his pitches back, inside corner, outside corner, never gave any of the Dayton hitters a really, really good pitch to hit. They would get the ball, either hit ground balls, hit fly balls. Defense makes the plays. When you throw strikes, you're going to be a winner.
Right. Defense made a lot of plays behind him. Hardy with a lot of strikeouts tonight with a huge hit. So pretty unanimous choice there by us. Luke Hardy's the John Breeden Star of the Game. And we'll send it back to the studio for a few words from our sponsors. And when we come back, we'll do a final wrap-up.
Seidel Schrader congratulates the Brenham High School baseball team on an incredible season. As a trusted advisor to the Brazos Valley since 1967, Seidel Schrader provides tax planning and preparation, audit and assurance, valuation and technology services, and they're honored to be recognized again as a regional leader by Accounting Today. Seidel Schrader is committed to serving and elevating their clients, communities, and team. Seidel Schrader recognizes the hard work and dedication of these athletes and wishes the Brenham Cubs best of luck in the playoffs.
As a young adult preparing for life, you may have questions about how to finance your new goals and dreams. Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union is dedicated to helping you make smart choices about money. Their checking accounts give you easy access to your cash. And if it's time for new wheels, their loan officers can help with that too.
You don't have to be an educator to be a member. For more details, visit bvscu.org. BVSCU is federally insured by NCUA and all loans subject to credit approval.
Flavor takes center stage at Wingstop, where every wing is cooked to order and tossed in bold, crave-worthy sauces. From classic lemon pepper and hickory smoked barbecue to their famous original hot, there's a flavor for every appetite. Add seasoned fries, crispy tenders, and a refreshing drink to complete the meal. Whether it's lunch with coworkers, dinner with family, or game night with friends, Wingstop delivers big taste every time. Stop in at 2642 TX36 in Brenham or order online at wingstop.com.
State Farm can insure your car, your home, your possessions, but infinitely more precious and important, State Farm can insure your family's future. State Farm agent John Breeden can set up the right life insurance policy to protect your family's interest if the need arises. Life insurance from State Farm is tailored to fit your individual needs. So visit State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. State Farm Insurance. It's life insurance made for you.
And welcome back to College Station High School as we wrap it up here from the game one of the best of three series between the Brenham Cubs and the Dayton Broncos. Brenham Cubs victorious tonight with a 7-4 victory over the Dayton Broncos. And Tommy, I guess we'll come back and do it all over again tomorrow, hopefully, if the weather holds out for us.
I tell you what, hopefully, you know, the weather will hold out, but, you know, we can't say anything better than the way Coach Wheaton said it. You know, go out here and get the first game, get that first win in this three-game series. That's a step going in a positive direction. You know, we're going with our number two guy tomorrow and Braden Steele. So let's get ready. Looking forward to another game, too.
Yep, huge victory tonight for the Cubs over here. Get that first game, and we look forward to seeing all of y'all tomorrow on the radio. And once again, the final score here from College Station High School is the Brenham Cubs 7, the Dayton Broncos 4. We'll see everyone tomorrow night for game time, and everyone have a good evening, and goodbye.
Play ball!
Tonight's game is made possible by Woodson Lumber, Coaches Insurance, Double D Glass Services, Branded Graphics, Citizen State Bank, Glenn College, HEB and Brenham, Mattress Guys, Walchick Construction, Apple Ford, Thielemann Construction, Wingstop in Brenham, Conjura Tile, Brenham National Bank, TNA Services, Bilski Water Wells, Performance Health and Wellness, Van Dyke Rankin, Whataburger in Brenham, Texas Farm Credit, Seidel Schrader, Woodman Life, Dahman & Associates, J&J Packing, Washington Animal Clinic, Leroy Schrader Contracting, Bluebell Creamery, A. Freedom Bail Bond, Computer Helpers, Memorial Oaks Chapel, The Paint Warehouse, John Breeden with State Farm, Hody Real Estate, Brenham Quality Meat Market, K&H Portable Toilets, Wellman Insurance, BVR Materials, Tegler Toyota, Burton Veterinary Clinic, DDM Pipe and Steel, Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union, Collier Construction, Gathering Grace, Brenham Collision, Guadalajara, and Bluebell Aquatic Center. This has been a presentation of KWHI Sports.